The floater from five. No, take up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it in right side from 10. He hit the shot.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. It's Ohio Valley Conference basketball action as the Morehead State Eagles match up with Southern Indiana. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Tom Lewis. A half game out of first place. MSU will try to put pressure on conference leader Western Illinois with a victory here today against USI. Picked in preseason to finish ninth in the OVC. The Screaming Eagles have lost two of their last three games by only 5 points. But that means they could be a tough nut to crack here at their home arena. They gave Morehead State a couple of real battles a year ago. Stay tuned. We're talking with Morehead State coach Preston Spratlin in just a couple of minutes as we continue on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Evansville. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Morehead State coach Preston Spratlin. MSU on the road taking on Southern Indiana in OVC action. Preston coming off a good performance the other night against UT Martin. I guess it's time to build on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, really proud. You know, we talked about the other day, just proud of our guys' response and, you know, put both sides of the ball together there on Thursday, and then a lot of things that, you know, we wanted to come in and highlight the next day in film, and then obviously, you know, pointing out things that were going to be important whether they were good or they were mistakes on both sides of the ball that are going to, you know, apply to this USI team. But, you know, this is a really good team despite what their record is. And when I say they're a really good team, they're one of the other few teams in our league that really shares the basketball. You know, they've got some elaborate offense. They've got a tricky defense. They're going to be very disruptive. But they're not just going to beat themselves with, you know, tough, stagnant shots. You know, they really do a great job of sharing the ball. They're going to change up their defenses and keep you on your toes. So this is a game that, you know, Coach Gerard does an unbelievable job, and we've got to come ready to go.
You mentioned that the other day in the postgame show that this would be a completely different game here today.
Yeah, without question. You know, you talk about Tennessee Martin. They're not doing much switching. They're a sagging man going under each and every ball screen. This team, they're going to switch everything 1 through 4. They're going to, you know, hedge and high wall a good amount of ball screens with their 5. They're going to switch off ball. They'll play some zone. They'll do some pressing. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that they can throw at you to get you out of rhythm and off balance. And, you know, we just got to do a good job of really recognizing that and not allowing that to break our focus and break our aggressiveness no matter what they're doing defensively.
Are there certain places you feel like you can get some good looks from on offense?
You know, we'll see. I think every time that we've played a team, you know, there's different things that we've prepared for that we've seen them do going into our game, and then, you know, they tend to do something totally different. But, you know, I think that we've got a real opportunity to, you know, get the ball inside to Riley. If they're doing a good job of switching, we just have to be great with our discipline in terms of our post spacing. But, you know, playing the game inside out, getting some paint touches, and then, you know, obviously, you know, if we get our open looks, taking those, and then trying to get on that offensive glass.
Well, Khalil Thomas, the last couple of games, only 8 points each. I know you'd like to see him get untracked.
Yeah, without question, and it can happen at any point in time because he's playing really well. You know, one thing he's doing that, you know, doesn't stand out is he's playing the best defense of his career right now. And so he's been so solid, been so steady. He's taking care of the basketball. He's taking really good shots. And so he's impacting the game in a positive way, and you can tell with our results without even hitting a whole bunch of shots. And then at some point, as we know, he sees that ball go in, he can string together a whole bunch of quality shots in a heartbeat. And so, you know, him just playing with his maturity and, you know, continuing to stay the course, and it's going to happen.
Any other factors today, you think?
No, you know, I think, you know, the thing we always worry about is the quick turnaround, you know, from Thursday to Saturday. Obviously, we talked about the travel. We weren't thrilled about having to do that. But our guys did a really nice job on Friday, being really, you know, focused and efficient so that we weren't on our feet as long as we were last weekend. And then same thing with shoot around this morning, did a good job. And so, you know, coming out here and making sure that, you know, we control the pace, right? You know, we did a really good job against Tennessee Martin. You know, we ran when we wanted to, but we grinded them out. We made them defend. And so picking our spots to play fast and picking our spots to execute in half court in this game is going to be really important as well.
That's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Evansville. Moorhead State on the road for OBC play against Southern Indiana. Southern Indiana led by fourth-year head coach Dan Girard, a record of 51-44 with the Screaming Eagles. They were 16-17 last year, 9-9 in the OBC pick in the preseason to finish ninth in the 11-team OBC. USI has lost three straight, falling on Thursday to Little Rock in a barn burner, 77-75. They've lost their last two games by a combined 5 points. Here's USI's starting lineup, three guards, a forward, and a center. The point guard, Jack Campion, a 5'11 sophomore from Milton, Wisconsin, averaging 5.6 points, two rebounds a game. He's third in the league in assists at 3.95. The second guard, their top scorer, Jeremiah Hernandez, a Kent State transfer, 6'4 junior from Chicago, averaging 15.5 points and nearly three rebounds. The third guard, A.J. Smith, 6'6 sophomore from Edwardsville, Illinois, averaging 13 points and just above nine rebounds. The forward, Jack Milkey, their three-point specialist, 6'7 junior from Downers Grove, Illinois, averaging 8.6 points, 4.5 rebounds, and the center, Nick Hiddle, a transfer from Indiana State, 6'10", 245-pound junior from Indianapolis, averaging about 3.5 points and three rebounds a game. For Moorhead State, the usual lineup, three guards, two forwards. The point guard will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3", senior from Orlando, averaging 9.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. He leads the OBC in assists, 6.2 per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 16.4 points a game. It's his sixth best in the OBC, 6.7 rebounds. That's eighth best in conference. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 11.6 points, 4.2 rebounds. Riley Minix and Deontay Miles, the forwards. Minix, 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, third in the OBC in scoring, 18.5 points per ball game, also third in rebounding at 9.1 a contest. As for Miles, the 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.9 points, 5.8 rebounds per contest. A couple of notes. Jordan Lathan only 17 points away from 1,000 for his collegiate career, which includes stints at Milwaukee and UTEP. As for Khalil Thomas, he's only 18 points away from the coveted 1,000 mark. Khalil, of course, started his career at UMass Lowell. Your officials for this ball game: James Hicks, Sean West, and Aaron Denton. The series between these two teams began last year. Moorhead State won both games. On January 5th, they knocked off the Screaming Eagles of USI 84-80 and had to win an overtime thriller on the 2nd of February here in Evansville, 71-66. It's Moorhead State against Southern Indiana. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Matt Schabert here, not really doing much of anything right now and is pretty much useless. We'll talk about that later in the pregame show. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Welcome back to Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. Moorhead State on the road today to take on Southern Indiana in OVC play. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. It's Armed Forces and Veterans Day here at Screaming Eagles Arena, and they're about to unwrap a large American flag all the way across the court. And as they do that, we'll have the playing of our national anthem in just a moment. Morehead State coming off of a win the other night over UT Martin at home, 84-66, improving to 14-5 overall. In second place in the OVC, a half game behind Western Illinois. MSU is 5-1 in conference, as we talked about. Southern Indiana is 5-14, 2-3 in league play. Morehead State trying to keep pace with Western Illinois. Tom, could use a victory today.
Absolutely could. And this is a USI team that you mentioned earlier gave the Eagles all they wanted and then some twice last year. But it's not quite the same USI team either. They've lost a fair amount of talent, but that doesn't mean they are totally devoid of talent. Jeremiah Hernandez and A.J. Smith in particular, two guys that can hurt anybody on any given night. So not necessarily an easy task, but definitely a win the Eagles could use.
Yeah, new look USI team. They lost four of their five starters from last season. Point guard Jack Campion, the only Screaming Eagle player returning in the starting lineup from last year's group. And he's a good player, really a good ball handler, really does a nice job of directing their offense.
He really does, Chuck. And this is a moving moment. They did this before the women's game today as well, but the American flag that covering the entire playing surface, the respective teams in either end zone, players and coaches alike holding either end of the flag, along with veterans and younger people here on the sides. We even had the game officials helping with the flag for the women's game. But quite a special moment here for Military Appreciation Day and getting set now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, would you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America's freedom, those who now protect it, and pay tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice with our national anthem, presenting the flag today, and members of the Roaring Thunder, Chapter 6 at Honor Flight of Southern Indiana. Performing the national anthem is Gina Moore.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming of whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
From Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Illinois. Morehead State about to take on Southern Indiana. One game already earlier today here. The two women's teams from MSU and USI faced off. And unfortunately, Morehead fans, it was USI coming away with that victory by a final count of 70-55. Tom Lewis, as we talk about some keys to this ball game for Morehead State, I think it will be interesting to see how they attack the 2-3 zone that Southern Indiana likes to play, and they'll match up out of that quite a bit, and they can provide some difficult moments for their opponents with that type of defense because it's an unusual style.
It is, but, you know, if any team in the OVC is built to deal with it, it's probably Morehead State. Multiple three-point threats, and typically if somebody's not hot on any given night, somebody else is able to step up. And, you know, the best way to bust a 2-3 zone is to make a few threes, and Morehead State certainly built with that, with Thelwell, Thomas, Lathan, and even Riley Minix and Eddie Ricks can step out there and hit them from outside. So I think if Morehead State can hit a few perimeter jumpers early in this game, that's going to put USI on their heels defensively.
Well, USI is a team that has struggled offensively, scoring a shade more than 67 points per ball game. They are 10th best in the 11-team OVC in offense in terms of scoring. And Morehead State, of course, the best defensive club in the OVC, averaging, giving up under 63 points a contest. They're also number one in shooting defense, both on just overall field goals and three-point field goals. So USI is going to have its work cut out for it against Morehead State's defense.
Definitely is, and I think because of that, Morehead State would also like to see some transition baskets or at least, you know, if not fast break, you know, come up with some turnovers, hit the defensive boards hard. This is a USI team that one of the things that they do relatively well is rebound. They do have a plus 1.5 per game rebounding average. So keep them off the offensive glass, limit their offensive opportunities, and I think Morehead State should have a pretty good time of things this afternoon.
The top scorer for Southern Indiana, Jeremiah Hernandez, as we talked about, a transfer from Kent State. He was the top returning scorer for the Screaming Eagles, averaging just 5.9 points a ball game last year, averaging 15.5 this year, but in his last six games, averaging 22 points a contest. And he can score the basketball. He had 35 points here a couple of games ago against Southeast Missouri, so he'll be a marked man by that MSU defense.
He will, and I think the other one that the Eagles really need to be concerned about the most today is A.J. Smith. He's a guy that, after averaging just 5.9 minutes and 1.6 points per game as a freshman, he's now stepped it up this year, averaging 31 minutes a game. He's posting 13.5 points and almost 9.5 rebounds per contest. So Hernandez and Smith, those are the two heads on this two-headed dragon that you got to be most concerned about. There are other guys, but it really starts with those two.
Really only have one true three-point threat, and that's Jack Mielke, who averages just about 41% from outside the arc. They're 10th best in the OVC in shooting threes at under 31%, so you have to believe they'll try to get the ball inside for Morehead State. When you talk about doing that, Riley Minix, Deontay Miles, Zach Iemi, and whoever else is playing defense in the post will have to stay out of foul trouble.
Yep, they will need to stay out of foul trouble, and I'll be curious to see what kind of matchup Coach Preston Spradlin comes up with in terms of his typical man-to-man. Who will he have on that three-point threat, Mielke, to try to keep him in check today?
Riley Minix has been a tough person to guard for anybody this year. And I've talked about it. Riley is a guy who can score inside, outside. He's not afraid to bump and grind to get to the basket. He'll take contact and still put the ball in the hole. He is absolutely having a wonderful season. He leads MSU at 18.5 points a game, 9.1 rebounds. People may not realize this. He also leads in block shots at 24 overall. He also leads the team in steals at 23. And, boy, I tell you what, he has just had a great year so far in his first and only season in blue and gold.
Well, and he's catching the attention not just of us and folks in the OVC, but starting to get some national recognition as well. He is now on the Lou Henson Award watch list. And for those who don't know, the Lou Henson Award is given annually to the nation's top player from a mid-major conference. So being on that list is an honor, and it's not one that happens very often for players from Morehead State. There have been a few, but Riley, in just his short time in the blue and gold, has certainly made his presence felt.
Another person on this MSU bench closing in on a personal milestone would be Coach Preston Spradlin.
Yep.
Preston with a record of 128-105 in 7-plus seasons at Morehead State is only a couple of wins away from tying Wayne Martin for fourth best in terms of coaching victories at MSU.
Be pretty sweet if he can pick up 129 today and then at least tie the record at home next weekend when the Eagles would be back at Johnson Arena to play Western Illinois. But, Preston has done a tremendous job and came in under some difficult circumstances and really rebuilt this program kind of from the ground up with his own philosophy, his own culture. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a finer culture anywhere in NCAA basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Great basketball team, but a great group of people as well. And it's a lot of fun to be around them.
It sure is.
It's really even more fun to see them succeed when they're as good a people as they truly are.
Absolutely.
Southern Indiana dressed out. Home white uniforms with the navy blue numbers and letters and navy and red trim. Morehead State will wear the black uniforms today with the royal blue numbers and letters and gold and blue trim on those uniforms. MSU will be traveling left to right on your radio dial as we open things up from Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. As we talked about, Morehead State at home a week from today, not playing this Thursday, but a week from today against Western Illinois. Make plans now to be there. Western Illinois leads the OVC. They're in first place by a half game over MSU. That makes this a big ball game, and that could make next week's game an even bigger ball game.
Sure could. And you know, while I've got a second, plug the MSU women as well. They came in here today with a chance to move into a tie for first place in the OVC. So they lost, but played a tough ball game, and they're still very much in the thick of things in the women's OVC chase. So, you know, make it two for one. You know, as Ernie Banks used to say, let's play two. Play two next Saturday night.
Opening tap, Miles knocks it back to Thelwell on the backside. He'll come down central through the USI logo. High right, standing dribble, wide left to Minix. His pass batted and stolen as they tried to get it out. Campion with the steal. He'll come the other way. Pitch it back to Smith. Knocked away from him. Thelwell has it. Long flip down the floor. Lathan. He'll take it to the hole as he outraces two defenders. Missed it. Tip try by Thomas. No. And the rebound to Hernandez of Southern Indiana as we play end-to-end to start.
Felt like Lathan maybe anticipated contact instead of finishing strong on that layup try.
Biddle, right block, turns to his left, fakes twice, hooks it up and misses it. Miles the rebound for Morehead State. Fell well with it now.
USI basically conceded the defensive rebound that trip.
Fell well, works it wide left. Comes high right against the 2-3 matchup. Down the near side to Thomas, 16 to shoot. Toward the near corner, Minix flips it back out front to Lathan. Bounce right side of the lane, Minix, 8 to shoot. He'll take it to the lane, power in there. Fade and fire from 5, it will spin out, no good. Tapped up, going in by Lathan. Jordan Lathan gives Morehead State the early 2-zip lead. Campion quickly across the line for USI. Morehead man-to-man. Bounce high right to Hiddle. Milky back out for it up front. Down the near side at the arc, Campion. Campion wants to go inside and back out to Smith instead on Minix. 11 to shoot. He'll take it left wing and jump into an 18-footer and drain it to tie it up. No one picked him up, and he took a good look at it in the open floor and nailed the shot. Fell well between the circles. Minix. Minix holding, looking. Skips it high left, out for it. Miles. Deontay Miles wants help. Can't find Thelwell. Down low, Minix baseline left. 5-footer off the glass and in.
Talked about how he is such a difficult matchup problem for any opposing team, and you saw it right there. He was fronted by a guard and backed by a low post player. Neither could stop him.
Smith on the right angle drive. Fades and fires from the side. 16-footer wouldn't go in. Miles the rebound. Got it to Minix, who bounces ahead to Thomas, who flips it back to Thelwell. Thelwell toward the right hash on Campion. Head of the key, Miles. Thelwell right to left behind him for the handoff. He'll drive the wing over his head. He throws it far side. Thomas for three. It'll rattle and go.
It's nice to see. We talked about wanting the Eagles to get those perimeter jumpers to drop early. That's a good one.
7-2 Morehead State. Campion turns right, top of the lane. Driving on Miles. Bounce far sideline. Smith on Minix. One bounce and back out to Milky up top. Around the left, Hernandez. Curls to his right. Knocked away by Thomas. Loose on the hardwood near the timeline. Picked away by Smith. Slaps it on the ground, or rather on the hardwood, to Campion at the right hash with 14 to shoot. He'll take it down the wing, swing it left, got it to the cutting Smith, lost it, but the ball rolls right to Hiddle, who lays it up and in.
Hiddle, right place, right time there.
Yeah. 7-4, Morehead State, his first 2 points. Thelwell between the circles, leaves it there, Minix, one bounce to his left, popping out front, Miles around the right, Thelwell. Wide left, Thomas, fakes and looks. Right block extended, double team Minix, kick out to Thelwell at the near wing. Thelwell angles in against the 2-3 out to Thomas to Lathan. Angle drive, backs up, starts in. 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot, he'll fire from 19. Heel of the iron twice and a miss, fight for the rebound somehow. Minix took it away from 4 players and lays it up and in. And
wow.
I mean 4 players, and Thomas the witness. Hernandez the other way, drives between 3 Eagles, has the ball stripped away. Baseline left, pulled off by Miles. Saved it from going out of bounds. Gave it to Minix, who handed it to Thelwell.
Good footwork by the big guy to avoid stepping out of bounds to save it.
Thelwell on the move down the right arc. Cross court, high left. Minix, far sideline, Lathan. Lathan on the drive, baseline left. Left of the lane, Miles. He'll spin to his right, lost the ball off his foot on the dribble. Pile up inside the lane. Loose ball, Miles has it. And they'll tie up there. Possession life favors USI.
Do you think it's safe to say they're letting them play in the early going?
Yes, sir. I agree. Media timeout. 15:46 to go in the first half here in Evansville. Your score, it's Morehead State 9, Southern Indiana 4. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
15:46 left to play in the first half here in Evansville. Morehead State leads Southern Indiana 9-4. Let's go inside the numbers courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Southern Indiana 2-4 from the field. Morehead State 4-8. NSU 1-1 outside the arc. Southern Indiana yet to shoot a 3. Neither team has gone to the free throw line. NSU leads in rebounding 5-1. Turnovers 2-2 at this point. Right now, Riley Minix of Morehead State leads all scorers with 4 points. That's by the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. MSU has Eddie Ricks down the floor along with Jerome Morton for the first time, the 2 freshmen. And they will join Lathan, Minix, and Thomas.
Eagles going small here for a little bit.
Campion, right hash, up the sideline, Smith, out top court, Hiddle. One bounce to his left, Juan Hernandez at the left hash. He'll swing it to his right on the dribble, take it to the block for the goal, scoop it up and score it, draw the foul, and he'll get the basket and a free throw to boot. And the foul is on Khalil Thomas. That is the first foul of the game on either team.
It's been a pretty physical game, too.
Hernandez at the line is very, very good at almost 82%. Also leads his team with 31 steals, 1.6 a game. free throw on the way. It'll rattle and go. He gets the three-point play, and that cuts the deficit to 2 points for USI. Full court, screaming Eagles pressure. Ricks runs the baseline, gets it up the left sideline, coming back for Thomas. Double-teamed across to Morton. He'll weave through traffic to the offensive end. Back-tapped by Campion. Ball stolen by Smith, who's back-tapped by Ricks, who gets a foul for his trouble.
Good call. Ricks swiping at the ball, ended up getting part of the bread basket of A.J. Smith reaching in.
Second Moorhead foul, first on Eddie, who had 15 points the other night against UT Martin. Smith at the right hash controls, 26 to shoot, to Hiddle, to Hernandez near side. He'll circle up top, go to the right elbow, move in on Minix, and now we've got a foul away from the ball, and they're going to get Khalil Thomas again. That's his second. Moorhead State's third, and he'll have to come out. Drew Thelwell will come in for Khalil.
Well away from the ball. I wasn't watching that part of the floor, so not sure exactly what happened there.
Shot clock is rewound to 20. Smith baseline left inbounds toward the corner. Hiddle out front. Campion. Campion on Thelwell toward the near corner. Hernandez fakes. Looks. Lathan guarding him. Kicks it back out toward the timeline. Campion. Eight to shoot. Campion. On the move, driving on Minnick. Stop and pop on the fade from 16, side of the rim, no. Rebound, Lathan. He'll race out. 2-on-4, Moorhead State break. Lathan toward the left corner, lost the dribble, knocked away from him, and through his legs by Campion.
Back on the other end, Riley Minnick's making his presence felt defensively, too. He was actually matched against the big guy, Hiddle, and then on the switch ended up on Campion as he tried that shot, and Minnick's really altered it.
Thelwell toward the left hash, works 20 on the shot clock. Back out to the line, Lathan. Lathan, high right on Campion. Straight away, Morton to the far side. Thelwell, 12 to shoot. Bounce well left to the lane, Minix. Riley fades, fires from 15, swish!
Is there anything he can't do?
Nope. Maybe drives the team bus, too. 6 points from Minix. Moorhead State up 11-7. Campion walks it across the timeline with a right-hand dribble on Morton. Toward the left corner, off the screen. Hernandez shoots the three, bangs it off the rim, no. Free throw line, rebound, Minix. Toward the left sideline, Thelwell. Drew across the timeline to the offensive end. Comes high right, far side, Minix. On the angle, drive on Hiddle. Pushes off, shoots off the glass and in from 16.
And I think he called glass on that one, Chuck. Just a beautiful, fundamentally sound fadeaway jumper.
And now we've got an offensive foul down at the other end on Jack Campion. His first personal, first foul on USI. 13-7, Moorhead State leads. Riley Minix off to a fast start offensively, 8 points. Far sideline, backcourt inbound. Morton in the Thelwell, who will be picked up in the backside by Campion. Through the emblem. Toward the left hash, standing dribble, cross court to Ricks. Eddie can't get in there. Now takes it to the free throw line. Far side, Morton. Left block extended on the hop, Minix. He'll turn left to the baseline. Power in there on Powell, who just came in. Rolls it to the far side. Out of bounds. Thelwell not there. I think Minix thought he was going to go one way, and he went the other. Kieron Powell, 6'8 sophomore from Evansville, is in the ball game. A Houston transfer for USI. Now here's Smith down the baseline. Just lost the handle. Pile up right at the left baseline. Two USI players and a Moorhead State player, Lathan. Possession line to Moorhead State. Smith was going to the goal and just had the ball roll out of his hands. Full court, USI pressure as Jerome Morton inbounding, the Winchester native, GRC product. In his face, Milky. Morton looking, gets it to Thelwell. They trap on him. He'll drop back to the baseline. Down the floor, Lathan to Ricks. Left angle drive for Eddie. The runner from five. No, got his own rebound. In a double team, back to the corner, Morton. Far side, Lathan for three. Yes, sir. First triple of the ball game for Jordan Lathan.
35 points for J2.
16-7 MSU. Powell along the near wing. A bouncing back out. Tipped by Thelwell. A steal by Drew. Goes down the floor. Tries to dunk it. Missed it as he was pounded by Milky from behind, but he'll get two free throws. Actually, a pretty good foul by Milky to prevent the dunk on the breakaway, and we have a timeout. 13:04 to go in the first half here in Evansville. Your score, Moorhead State 16, Southern Indiana 7. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions.
Selwyn went to the line while we were away on the break, hit one of two free throws. Moorhead State up 17-7. On the second free throw, the rebound knocked out of bounds to the far side. Moorhead State had it. Morton inbounds to Thelwell. High left coming out. Ricks cross court near side. Thelwell. He'll turn to his left. Down low. Cutting. Miles for the two-hand slam at Gamma.
I love the pick and roll. That high screen and then a beautiful flow right to the basket. Led perfectly by Thelwell.
Boy, he threw that one down with authority. First two for Deontay. Moorhead State up by 12. Powell up top between the circles. Left hash back for Hernandez. Swings around the defender and a screen, takes it to the goal, puts it up and in off the window.
A lot of contact on a high screen. Powell, Lathan ran into him, and it looked like Powell may have lowered his shoulder a bit. No call.
5 points for Hernandez, 19-9, Moorhead State leads. Thelwell leaves it out front for Miles. Right to left, Thelwell for the handoff. Drive, scoops, misses off the glass. Offensive rebound, Miles in a lot of traffic toward the corner. He took a shove out of bounds as he threw it to Thelwell. Over his head, actually, into the USI bench, and a foul going against Powell for Southern Indiana. By the way, Southern Indiana has sent in Sam Mervis, an Indiana State transfer, 5'11 junior from Indianapolis, averaging a point a game. New shot clock for Moorhead State at 20. Minix comes in for Ricks. Lathan baseline right on the inbound. Remember, Lathan got knocked down. He's playing with a sore shoulder.
It's true.
Lathan looks. Tries to throw it in bounds, batted right back into his face by A.J. Smith.
Yeah, a couple of games ago, Jordan Lathan took a couple of really tough shots, and we weren't even sure he was going to be able to go last weekend at SIUE.
Minix will now switch it up and inbound. Lathan will go out on the floor. USI matching man-to-man at this point. 12:09 to play in the half. I think they reset that just a bit. Now the official says, okay, just about ready to play basketball. And maybe not. There we go. Minix gets the ball, throws it in high right. Thelwell. Thelwell on Mervis, backs it up to his left up top. Heads wide left, turns right. Double team. Far side, open. Jerome Morton, fadeaway three. High off the back of the rim. No rebound, tipped to the near side. Lathan has it. Moorhead State resets, throws it back out, but stolen by Hernandez. Racing Morton the other way to the hole. Missed the dunk, but drew the foul on Morton. That's the fourth Moorhead State foul. Jerome's first. And Hernandez will be at the line. When we come back, now we have a media timeout. That last timeout was called by USI. 11:50 to play in the first half at Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. It's Moorhead State 19, Southern Indiana 9. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
11:50 remaining in the first half at Southern Indiana, where Moorhead State leads 19-9. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. Back in 10 seconds after we pause for this station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Jameis Moore has come in for Southern Indiana during the break. He's a 6'6 junior from Macomb, Mississippi, averaging 4 points, 3 rebounds. Line left to shoot two is USI's Jeremiah Hernandez, 5 points, 1 of 1 at the line. First free throw up and in.
Quick stat to slip in between free throws here. Rebounding so far. Moorhead State 11, USI 1.
Hernandez with the second one. Right hand flip. Good. He's got 7 to lead his team. USI full court pressure down 19-11. Lathan trapped in the corner. The Minix at the baseline. Back to Lathan near the right sideline. He'll try to get to the timeline on Moore. Does so at the right hash. Leaves it for Thelwell. Pitches it to the right side at the arc and Lathan. Back out straight away. Thelwell, far side, Morton. To Thelwell. Top of the arc, far side. To Morton, back to Thelwell. 12 to shoot, right wing, Lathan. Against that 2-3 matchup. Lathan with 7 to shoot. Plays it down to his left. Jump feed toward the right corner, Minix. Steps left as he fakes a man in the air. 18-footer, got it.
Great ball movement, great patience.
They're going to say he was actually outside the arc. I didn't think he was, but he was. And that's all accounts they think he was. 11 now for Minix. 22-11. Moore down low to Hernandez. Shot rejected by Miles, but Thelwell knocked him down and picked up a foul. So two more free throws coming for USI's Jeremiah Hernandez. That's the fifth foul on Moorhead State, by the way. The first on Thelwell.
Getting back that rebound discrepancy. 11-1, Eagles with 7 offensive rebounds. 9 of their 22 points are of the second chance variety.
In that 35-point game against SEMO, Hernandez went 16 of 16 at the free throw line. He's 4-4 now today after making that first one and has a second one yet to come.
So you're saying he's pretty good at the line?
Real good. Second one on the way and nothing but net there for the USI junior. 9 points for him. Moorhead State against that 2-2-1 zone pressure inbounds. Morton had it, got it to Thelwell. Thelwell across the timeline, midcourt, left sideline. Pitches it to the right sideline. Morton and back out Thelwell. Far side Ricks, who just came in there. Back to the hash he comes. Thelwell runs over and takes the ball from him. Back to the far wing. Morton. Thelwell dancing back with 9 to shoot on the timer. Thelwell, 6 to shoot. Looking to Morton, 3 to shoot. Far side. Morton, 2 to shoot, with 1 to shoot, the 15-footer. Yes! First two for Jerome. Moorhead State milking the shot clock all the way down. Leads by 11, 24-13. Smith on the left angle drive, bumping with Minix, and they're going to call him for a charge. A.J. Smith with his first personal, the third foul on USI. Minix was not about to give. And Smith tried to use the forearm to push off and shake free for a shot.
Going back to that shot, the last trip for Moorhead State, Morton, as the shot clock was about to expire. It's good to see the young guy with some confidence. Tough situation there. He's had a hard time finding his range from deep, but that mid-range game coming along a little bit.
Down central, Thelwell, left to right across the timeline. Angles far hash, popping out front, Morton. Morton, pitch back behind him. Fellwell left to right, takes it. He'll drive the right arc back out to Morton. He falls down, still skips it back out, high right to Fellwell. 13 to shoot, wide left Morton. Jerome back across to Fellwell, near side. Right of the lane, Minix. He'll drive the angle to the lane, turns to his right, fades, fires from 10. Front of the rim, no. Rebound, Miles. I think they got Miles climbing the back for his first personal. Indeed, that's the call.
Went up and over Powell, and it looked like his forearm was in Powell's back as he went up.
16 fouls, Morehead State. Jordan Lathan will check into the MSU lineup. Morton will go out after some good minutes. So it's Miles, Ricks, Minix, Lathan, and Thelwell now for MSU.
Morton has logged 6 minutes already in this half.
High right, Milky controls on Minix and picks up his dribble now. Right sideline, Mervis back to the hash to take the feed. Lathan guards him. He'll curl around the screen, and we've got an offensive foul and a legal screen set by Kieron Powell. That's his second personal, the fifth on USI. Now the Screaming Eagles and their head coach Stan Gerard make a lineup change as Nolan Causewell, who transferred over from Tennessee Tech, comes in, a 6'11", 235-pound senior from Duluth, Georgia, averaging about 4 points and three rebounds a game. Minix out front, controls. Popping out high left for it, Miles. Miles on Causewell. Wants Thelwell, gives him the ball as he took it away from Moore. Thelwell controls, left block extended, Minix. Minix has Mervis guarding him, big size mismatch. He'll take it to the lane, ball batted out of his hands as he goes up for a shot. Whistle foul on USI. This one belongs to Causewell, his first. And number six on USI, Minix will be line right for two. Riley thus far 11 points to lead all scorers at the line, one of the best in the OVC at nearly 88%.
Talking about that size mismatch, Mervis only 5'11", trying to guard the 6'7", Minix.
24-13, Morehead State in front, 9:13 to go in the half. Minix changes the score as he cans the first freebie. It's 25-13, and Riley with another free throw. Takes a deep breath, plays it down with the right hand, looks up, push, hit.
If this were 1-on-5, Riley Minix would still only be down by 1 point, 13-12.
26-13, Morehead State leads. Hernandez at the left wing. On Ricks, curls around the screen to the far side, leaves it there, Mervis. He'll swing it back to his left, to the near side at the lane, cut off there by Thelwell. Bounce inside the lane near the free throw line. Causewell fighting in on Miles, bounces the ball off his foot, and it will be Morehead State basketball as the ball rolled out of bounds, baseline right.
Causewell's 15th turnover of the season against only 5 assists.
So you're saying the chances of him playing the point anytime soon? Probably
slim,
very small.
Probably a little less than slim. None.
Morehead State breaks his own pressure. Lathan toward the left hash, dancing there on Moore, comes to his right to the top of the key. Wide left coming out. Minix sets his feet, shoots the three, bangs it off the rim. No. Rebound tapped out. Miles, far side, fell well, near side to Lathan. They'll try to drive the angle into Moore, and they're going to call a travel on Lathan as he took off on that dribble drive. Morehead State now with 5 turnovers. 26-13, MSU leads. Smith back in for USI. Morton checks in for Morehead. And going out for MSU will be Drew Thelwell. Near side backcourt. On the bounce, Milky plays it into Mervis, who comes down the near sideline. Mervis back out to the line, and Milky, a bounce right hash, Smith. Smith has a screen, flips it back out to Causewell. He'll take it down the left arc to Moore. He'll curl to his right to the free throw line. 16 to shoot, plays it back out to Milky, pitches it right hash, Mervis. Tosses it high left to Moore. Gets Minix in the air, drives in, running one hand from 7 off the glass, off the rim. No offensive rebound. Moore, put back is in from 3.
Great individual work that time by Moore to earn those 2.
26-15, Morehead State, 8 minutes to play in the first half. Smith waiting inside the timeline for Lathan. Minix sets a screen. Lathan moves right off of it. Back to Minix, far sideline, Ricks against the 2-3. Back out to Lathan. He'll penetrate top of the key, take it left of the lane. Far corner, Ricks open. He'll shoot the high arching 3. Count it. First points for Eddie. 35-point, three-point shooter. Mervis, left baseline, cut off by Morton. Trying to find Milky at the near sideline. Back out front to Moore, driving on Minix. Cut off at the free throw line. Back behind him, Milky. Right hash Smith. Smith coming left up top. Works straight away, high left. Now wide right, Milky on Ricks. Now he'll back up, try a line drive. Three, spins off, no. Rebound tapped away to the corner. Smith tracks it down for USI. They reset. Now around the left side. There's Moore for a three. Missed it on the air ball. And Milky cleans it up and reverse scores on the layup.
Screaming Eagles have four rebounds in this game, two of them on that one possession, and led to second chance points.
29-17, Morehead State, 6:52 to go in the half. Latham looks for Minix, top of the key, around the right to Mort. Back out to the line, Rick's left hash coming out for it. Latham, left elbow. Miles, high right, Ricks, Eddie on the drive, jump feed, left corner, catch and shoot, three for Latham, bangs it off the rim, no, offensive rebound, Miles, he'll turn back to his left, put it up, partially blocked by Coswell, USI with it, Mervis down the near sideline on the run out, Mervis looking, turns right to the angle, goes to Milky, straight away to Moore, Moore driving on Minix to the hole, stripped away by Riley, ball out of bounds, USI basketball, but a nice job by Riley Minix to reach in there and swat the ball loose as he was beaten off the dribble, and we have a timeout on the hardwood. 6:17 to go in the first half. Here at Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana, it's Morehead State 29, Southern Indiana 17. I'm Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Morehead State with 6:17 to go in the first half. Leads at Southern Indiana 29-17. I'm Chuck Moraz with Tom Lewis. Let's go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Indiana, Southern Indiana, that is, 6-13 from the field, just above 46%. Morehead State, 11-20, 55%. The Eagles are 4-6 from outside the arc, 3-4 at the line. As for USI, nothing of 3 from 3-point land, 5-5 at the line. All of those by Jeremiah Hernandez, rebounding. 13-4 MSU, turnovers 8-7 USI. Baseline right, 17 to shoot. Campion back in the ballgame for Southern Indiana, will inbound. Ricks will be in his face. Campion 5'11, Ricks at 6'7. Campion looking toward the right corner. Coswell hands it back to Campion. He'll curl to his left inside the lane, then dribble it back out to his right to the near hash. Ricks on him. He'll drive on Eddie. Got to the goal. Puts it up. Ricks with a block. Rebound tipped up by Coswell. No. Thomas the rebound. Morehead State. Thelwell with it now. Thelwell out front on Moore. Works between the circles with a right-hand dribble. Floats to his right. Back to his left. Near side, Ricks. Eddie fakes, drives in, takes it to the goal, lays it up, and missed everything somehow. Ball pulled down by Smith. He'll bring it the other way. Left of the logo, offensive end into Ricks. They bang, no call. Could have been a call either way there. Campion has it now. He's up top now, floating the left arc. Driving to the angle. Goes to the baseline, all the way to the far sideline, back to the elbow, up and under he goes with a scoop. That's blocked. They're going to call a goaltender.
I think it's a good call.
Miles doesn't think so. He's the one who got the block, but it will be a goaltending violation against Morehead State. First 2 points for Campion. And now Minix to come in for MSU. Ricks will go out. Morehead with a 10-point lead with 5:28 to go in the half.
That was the second straight trip where Campion blew by Ricks on a crossover dribble. First time Ricks able to block the shot, that time he got beat.
Left wing Thomas, a bounce back out Minix. Minix wants Thomas, instead high left to Miles, to the cutting Lathan. Baseline left with a left-hand layup, it's in. 7 points now for Jordan. He's just 10 points away from 1,000. Now here's an alley-oop inside to Causewell. Tipped by Miles, stolen by Thelwell. Here comes MSU on the run. Thelwell to the right side. Open, Minix, he'll drive the angle, runs into Causewell. They've got to get a foul on Causewell there. And they do. It should be on the floor. Causewell with his second.
But it'll
and
still
for
be
number
bonus.
Seven on USI. Yeah, it'll be the bonus situation. Morehead State will be at the line in the person of Riley Minix. And I think they're going to call this a 1+1. Let's see as Zach Iemi comes in for Morehead State for the first time. The 6'9", 260-pound graduate student from Houston comes in for Miles.
It is 1-1.
Riley Minix, 2 of 2 at the line. Minix in this ballgame, 13 points. Make it 14 as he cans the first freebie. And earns the right to shoot the second. Morehead State up by 13 at 32-19 with 4:55 to go until halftime. Minix with the second free throw. Puts it up, missed it short. Rebound, Powell for USI. Hands it back to Campion. Campion jogs it to the right hash, leaves it there for Hernandez. High left, Moore. Moore on Minix, Morehead State man-to-man. He'll turn right, drive into Minix, or throw it back out to Campion now. Campion into Thelwell, gets a screen from Powell, rolls left off of it to the lane and back out behind him. Straight away, Milkey. Milkey looks down the right sideline to the running Hernandez. In traffic, the double team puts it up off the glass, off the rim. No, but tapped up and in by Powell.
Nice body control by the big guy there to avoid the offensive basket interference. Hung up there, it seemed like forever before he tapped it back in.
His first points, 32-21 MSU. Morton to Minix out front. High left coming out for it. Lathan on the angle drive, the runner. Missed everything. Rebound knocked on the floor. Hernandez has it. Gets around Morton to the offensive end. Throws it down low, baseline left. Powell tipped it, missed it. Rebound, Morehead State, Zach Iemi to Thelwell. Morehead could have the numbers at 4-3. Far side, Lathan for a triple. Gets his own rebound, baseline left. Pitch out high right to Morton. Back behind him, Lathan the reset. And
official timeout.
I think we've got a problem with the shot clock, I do believe.
Timeout.
They're going to call it a media timeout while they sort things out. Talking about our three officials. And we'll step aside with 3:44 to go until halftime. Morehead State leads at Southern Indiana, 32-21. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep, breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Orange State leads at Southern Indiana 32-21 with 3:44 to go in the first half. Chuck Morales along with Tom Lewis. Khalil Thomas with his three earlier in the game, now at 985 career points. Jordan Latham has 7 points so far today, now has 990 for his college basketball career. Great numbers, but they pale in comparison to Riley Minix, who has over 2,400 career points in his stints with Southeastern Florida and now Morehead State. Riley, of course, an NAIA All-American before coming to MSU. He's out on the floor.
He's only been held to less than double-digit scoring in one game all season, and that was at Penn State.
That was a long time ago.
Yep.
Morehead State has it. 17 to shoot. It was a problem with the shot clock. Thomas inbounds to the right hash. Fellwell. Fellwell takes it back to his left to the logo. Brings it high left on the hop. The Minix, a bounce to the right side, Fellwell. Cross court, left hash, Thomas, six to shoot. Far sideline, Lathan, three to shoot. Left of the lane at the baseline, Iami to the corner. Lathan shoots the three and missed it, but the shot clock had run out anyway, so even if he had made it, it would not have accounted. It would not have counted.
What compounds how bad that looks as it comes out of a timeout.
Yeah. You should know how much is on the shot clock. Campion the other way, off a screen from Powell to the left wing and back out to his right between the circles. Near side, Milky open. He'll step into a three and drain it. That's what he does. 5 points now for Jack Milky.
And Morehead State wants a 30-second timeout.
Preston Spradlin not too happy with the last two efforts offensively and defensively as Deontay Miles comes in for MSU during the break.
You know, this margin has contracted quite a bit, back down to an 8-point lead now for Morehead State, largely because USI has found a way to find the glass. That one time in this game, the discrepancy was 11-1 Morehead State in rebounding. It's now 17-9, and of those 9 USI rebounds, 5 are on the offensive end, and that's resulted in 6 second chance points. So only a +3 in second chance points for MSU now. That's been a big part of this mini comeback by USI.
And Morehead State on the floor now with Miles, Minix, Lathan, Fellwell, and Thomas, Campion, Hernandez, Milky, Powell, and Moore for USI. Fellwell after the inbound to go 94 feet left to right. Drives it across the timeline, back behind him, near the line. Minix goes to the left hash, Miles between the circles, out for it. Fellwell wide right, cross court Thomas. Inside the Minix, knocked away from him, ball out of bounds in the corner, and it should be Morehead State basketball. It is. Milky got a piece of it. He was trying to buy the call, but the official, Johnny on the spot, said nope. Toward the corner, near side, 13 to shoot. Offensive end, Lathan inbounds, back toward the right hash. Fellwell drew into a double team, flips it inside to Miles. Double team, puts it up off the left glass and off the glass and off the rim, and a miss and a rebound and a foul as Hernandez picks up his first. They will send Morehead State's Deontay Miles to the free throw line for 2. He's lying right now. Deontay has really struggled at the line, 53% this year, but he went 3 of 3 against UT Martin the other night. See if he can start out the same way here tonight with another make. And he does.
I said it found the range in the women's game today. Blessing King for MSU's women. Miles and King here on Military Appreciation Day. Going to the line, it's not just a job, it's an adventure.
Well, Deontay Miles did make the first, so let's see if we can get the second. Morehead by 9. Miles with the second one, pushes and connects again. 4 points for Deontay. 34-24, MSU by 10, 2:48 to go in the half. Campion runs to the right hash, front court. Guarding him, Fellwell. He'll take it right of the lane, back to his left. Free throw line, Powell. Powell there on Miles. Far corner, Hernandez. Curls around the screen, takes it to the lane. To his right, up and under he goes. Shot blocked, whistle foul, Morehead State.
I think they got Ricks.
Eddie with his second.
Reaching just a little bit too much. to try to block that shot.
Team 7 against MSU, so now both teams are into the bonus. Hernandez, line left where he's 5 of 5, will get two more opportunities. First one up, off the iron, off the glass, and good. He has 10 points, most of those coming from the free throw stripe. Hernandez with a second one, pushes it through. Jerome Morton comes in, Eddie Ricks out. They're going to protect Eddie with those two fouls with 2:32 to go in the half. Full court pressure by USI. Inbound to Lathan. Now they peel off, back to Thelwell. Campion waits for Drew as he comes to the midcourt stripe and across. Right hash, Lathan against the 2-3, out to Thelwell. Far side, Morton. Out to Thelwell to the right, and Lathan. Lathan looking in, a bounce, and back across to the far hash. Thelwell, cross court, Lathan. Back out to Thelwell, wide left, sets his feet, three ball, back of the rim, no. Tipped up by Miles, no offensive rebound. Minix, and he's fouled as he tries to go back up the score.
Well, that 2-3 zone that the Screaming Eagles are flashing, a lot of good movement laterally that time. Made it tough for the Eagles to get a good look, but this is where Morehead State's bigs are coming up big, as both Miles and Minix were right there to clean it up, and Minix rewarded with a foul shot or two.
First foul on Moore, number 8 on USI. Minix, the first of two free throws, it's in. Riley Minix, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Points. Riley with the second one. Fires and connects. 16 points. 36-26 MSU. 2:07 to go in the half as Campion jogs it down with a right-hand dribble. Switch to the left, come to the right hash with it on Thelwell. Turns left into Miles, got to the lane. Dumps it down low, baseline right, Powell. Up and under on the reverse, scores it off the back of the rim. 4 points for Powell. 8-point MSU lead.
Risky move by Powell. He went to Deontay Miles' side of the rim before he went up with that.
Morton has it to Thelwell, around the right to Lathan. Bobbled it, got it back, turns left, far side Thelwell. Left angle drive. Free throw line, Minix. Minix to the left of the lane. Fades and fires from 15. Rolls off. No. Hernandez, the board for USI. Right sideline, Campion. Campion hustles to the offensive end. Working on Thelwell. Turns off a double screen to his left for the free throw line. Far side, Moore. Sets his feet. He shoots the three. Bangs it off the rim. No. Minix taps the rebound to himself with 1:16 to go. MSU has the basketball, leading by 8 points at 36-28. Thelwell across the line. Angles to the right hash on Campion. Turns left off a double screen up top. To the near side, Lathan. Right block extended. Miles back out to the near wing. Minix cutting the angle. Wide left, Thelwell. Drew for three. Got it! Drew Thelwell, 4 points. 35% three-point shooter. MSU by 11. 46 seconds to play. First half. Campion, top of the key. Drives right elbow. Bounce baseline to Hernandez. They reach in and foul him before he can get to the goal. And that foul's on Lathan. And for Jordan Lathan, just his first.
Got beat on the cut.
Team 8 on Morehead State. Hernandez, line left. We'll get 1+1. Khalil Thomas comes in for Jerome Morton. So they switch up and put a better offensive player on the floor. Morton's forte right now, defense. And he is going to be really good offensively, though, someday, the young freshman. Free throw up and a miss. Rebound off the hardwood inside the lane. Picked up by Miles for MSU. First miss for Hernandez. He's now 7-8 at the line.
Miles now with 5 rebounds already, joining Minix.
Near arc, Lathan. Dribbles it back out, goes to Thelwell. Up top, Minix. Right side, Thelwell. 24 seconds to go. About half that on the shot clock. Minix has it, far side from Thelwell. The long three, it will rattle and drop in. Riley Minix with 3 more.
19 on the day already.
42-28, Morehead State. Campion on the move, spins in the lane. Straight away behind him, Milky at 3. Left it short off the rim, baseline right, rebound, Thelwell. With 1 second to go in the half, he got to midcourt, but could not get a shot away, and the first stanza ends with Morehead State on top by a score of 42-28 here at Southern Indiana. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about the first 20 minutes of play in a couple of minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. The famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Time at Southern Indiana, where Morehead State with a double-digit lead on top 42-28. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. A workmanlike, solid performance by MSU in the first 20 minutes, Tom.
Really was, Chuck, and doing what they needed to do. We talked about it coming in. Loosen up that 2-3 zone. The Eagles in the first half, 6 of 11 from three-point range. They limited the three-point shot on the other end. The Screaming Eagles only 1 of 5 from three-point range. Take care of things down low on the glass. The Eagles with a 21-10 advantage. On the offensive glass, a 12-5 advantage. So all of those keys that we discussed before this game began, Morehead State's taking care of business. They let the Screaming Eagles have a little bit of a run, cut it back to single digits, but then in the half on that 6-0 run to open it back up to double figures.
Let's go inside the numbers, thanks to our friends at Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Southern Indiana, who trails Morehead State 42-28. Top scorer, Jeremiah Hernandez. He's their leading scorer on the season. He leads them this afternoon. 11 points on the day, the only Screaming Eagle player in double figures. From there, it drops down to Jack Milkey with 4 points. Kieron Powell, 2 points each. Nick Hiddle, Jack Campion, A.J. Smith, and Javis Moore. Southern Indiana, 10 of 23 from the field, 43.5%, 1 of 6 officially. They've changed that now to 1 of 6 instead of 1 of 5 from three-point range. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. All the free throws shot by Hernandez. Out rebounded by Morehead State, 21-10. Southern Indiana with 2 assists, 9 turnovers, 5 steals in the first half of play. On the flip side for Morehead State, a game-high 19 points coming from Riley Minix, with a second half yet to come. 7 points, Jordan Lathan. 4 points, Deontay Miles. 4 more, Drew Felwell. 3 for Khalil Thomas. 3 more, Eddie Ricks, and 2 for Jerome Morton. Zach Iami got in but didn't score. Morehead State 14 of 29 from the field, 48.3%, 6 of 11 outside the arc, 8 of 10 at the line. Again, out-rebounding Southern Indiana, 21-10. Morehead State with 12 offensive boards compared to 5 for the Screaming Eagles. Morehead with 7 assists, 3 by Thelwell, 9 turnovers, 5 steals. Your score at the break, 42-28. Morehead State on top at USI. We'll come back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Fresh Store made ground round, especially priced for only $4.49 a pound. 4 3-pound bags of Idaho russet potatoes are just $5. That's right, 12 pounds of Idaho russets, just $5. And fresh green cabbage, only 69 cents a pound. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Line-X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing. Casey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So MSU's housing was just recognized by the Kentucky Association of Housing Officers with some awards. Can you talk about why MSU's housing offices deserve this recognition?
Absolutely. It's a very exciting opportunity for us to be able to say that we are truly award-winning within the state. So we were specifically given two awards for a professional staff member and our student staff member. We have done a lot of work to ensure that all of our staff are student-centered, and we are always advocating for our students as well as our student staff members.
And Casey, you brought with you Katie Vanover, Area Coordinator within the Office of Student Housing. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.
Katie, you have had a long experience in MSU housing, starting right at the beginning as a student, right?
Yes, I actually started in 2017 as a resident advisor myself. I worked my way up to a student director level, graduated in 2019, and then decided, hey, when's the last place that really felt like home? And it was MSU. So I decided to come back. I'm back as an area coordinator. I've currently worked in this position for 2 years now. We have a lot of, you know, assisting with crisis, emergency management, talking with students about anything going on in their room, student opportunities across campus and within the Office of Student Housing, and it's been very, very rewarding overall.
So you mentioned opportunities for students. You're not a student anymore, but you do work with students. We have undergrads who are resident advisors also.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So we have resident advisor positions, and once they've been in the resident advisor position for at least a year, they can apply for a senior resident advisor position. We also have student coordinators that work within the Office of Student Housing too.
Being a resident advisor has to be a lot of responsibility, but what are some of the perks?
Well, you actually get your housing paid for.
It's a big one.
It is. In any residence hall that you are placed, you get a $500 scholarship to go towards books or your tuition, and then you get paid biweekly as well. That salary kind of depends based on your level. If you're a resident advisor, senior resident advisor, or a student coordinator, of course, if you start off as a resident advisor, advisor. You can work your way up.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great student leaders within our halls. I like to think that the resident advisors, you know, kind of live in a fishbowl almost. They are great role models to our residents.
And where can people find more information if we've got some students out there who want to be part of this?
They can go on EagleLink. When we have the resident advisor position posted, it will be on EagleLink. They can also check out our social media. We have an Instagram page and a Facebook page that could use some love. We also have some organizations within the Office of Student Housing. We have the Residence Hall Association, so that is year-round. If they wanted to join that to advocate for themselves in their halls, they can also find us on social media. And then just our general Morehead State University Office of Student Housing webpage has tons of information.
Katie, Casey, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's been great.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guests, Katie Vanover, Area Coordinator within the Office of Student Housing, and Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Welcome back. Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Morehead State leads heading into the second half of this ball game at Southern Indiana, 42-28 for Morehead State. Tom, quickly, your thoughts on what they need to do to go ahead and finish this thing off and come away with the win.
I think what they've done was what we thought they should do coming into this game, and it seems to be working pretty well. I mean, obviously, you want to make some minor adjustments here and there. You're never perfect, but I think as long as the Eagles can hit the perimeter jump shot, the three-pointer, when they've got it at a reasonable percentage, which they've done so far, and as long as the big guys can continue to control things underneath, which they've done so far, I don't see any reason why the Eagles can't pull away and make this a pretty, I won't say easy afternoon, but I don't think we're going to see Southern Indiana hang around much longer if the Eagles just continue executing as they have.
42-28, Morehead State leads with Southern Indiana. Second half coming up here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Second half about to start at Southern Indiana. Moorhead State leads 42-28. Screaming Eagles of USI on the floor. Milky, Campion, Hiddle, along with Smith and Hernandez. Moorhead State answering with its starting five. Thomas, Thelwell, Miles, Minix, and Lathan. Southern Indiana will have the ball midcourt far side to start the second half on the inbound. It's Milky to Campion. Campion in on Thomas. Back behind him coming Milky for the ball. They run the weave to Hernandez, high left. Now Campion has it, working top of the key, dribbles in to the right of the lane, kicks it back out near side, Hernandez. Hernandez turns left toward the top of the lane, spin to his right at the free throw line, dumped down low, cutting. Smith blocked by Miles, right back into his hands. He'll retreat to the corner, come forward down the baseline, tried to power in there, fake once, twice, and missed. Rebound knocked away out of bounds, and last touch by Minix. And boy, Hiddle was all over his back.
He sure was. Sure was.
Riley kind of held out his hands like, what's going on?
Give Deontay Miles credit, though. The big guy making his defensive presence felt, stood his ground, stayed vertical, didn't get called for the block.
Three to shoot Hiddle back to the corner. Campion launching a three. High off the back of the rim and then down through the net. He is not really a very good shooter. He's a great ball handler, but shooting is not his forte, but he gets the roll there. He's got five, and now it's 42-31 as we start the second half. Miles, top of the lane, down the near arc. Thelwell, he'll dribble it back out. Right corner, Thomas for three. Swat! Khalil doubles his point total, now has six. 45-31, Campion. High right, takes it left to the lane. Goes down low, stolen by Minix, though.
Great cut anticipation. From
Smith. Yeah, he saw Smith open this, got into the passing lane and stole it. Thelwell at the near side, turns right, comes out front. Looks for Miles instead, near corner Minix. Sets his feet, his three, off the far end of the rim, and ricochets baseline right to Campion of USI. Down the floor, left hash Smith toward the corner. Hernandez drives to the goal, scoops and scores. Hernandez, 13 points. 45-33, Moorhead State. Across the line, Moorhead State's Drew Thelwell on Campion. Right hash coming up the sideline, Thomas. Thomas leaves it out front on the bounce. Minix far side to Thomas. Turns left, got it baseline to Miles. Goes up, partially blocked by Smith as he wanted to dunk. Smith got the ball off to Campion. Here comes USI. Campion, high right, working a dribble on Thelwell. Wants Hiddle instead, driving the lane, left of the lane to the block. Feeds it back out to Smith. Had to leap in the air to catch it. Goes inside, blocked by Minix. Smith got the ball back, reverses the left, missed that. They fight for that. Rebound Smith, another chance, scores it. Now he's fouled. He'll get a free throw. One of the fouls on Minix, his first.
One of the few times today the Eagles did not do their job on the defensive boards. Twice, at least, they had an opportunity to come up with the rebound and looked like it would be pretty easy, but could not corral the basketball. And second chance points, they'll kill you.
Ricks in, Minix out for Moorhead State. Smith, line right, trying to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play with his team down by 10. He's got 4 points off from the field. Good free-throw shooter at 76% for the season. Smith looks up, spins the ball in his palms. Free throw on the way and nothing but net.
Would have been a lane violation on Deontay Miles had he missed.
Inbound Moorhead State, up by 9. Lathan has it. Thelwell back for it. Thelwell zigzagging across the timeline on Campion. Has a screen from Ricks, goes toward the left hash and inside it. Pulls it back out to Lathan. Jordan Latham double team cross court. Thomas, 14 on the shot timer. He'll launch a long three from the wing, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net.
He is now 3 for 3 from three-point range.
9 points, and now a pass inside to Hiddle. He got tangled up with Miles and Deontay with a foul. His second of the half on MSU, 48-36. The Eagles lead by 12.
I'm not sure they... Yes, they did. Okay.
Baseline left, 25 on the timer. Campion inbounding with Ricks in his face. Looks down low. Looks to the far side. Looks out front. Throws it between the circles to Milkey, who jumps and catches. Right arc Smith driving on Thomas to the corner. Now picked up by Thelwell. Back out to Milkey. Wide left Hiddle. Now here's a steal out front. Ricks has it. Trying to get inside. Knocked away and stolen by Campion. 3-on-2. Baseline right to Smith to the goal. Missed the dunk, but the ball hit the back of the iron and dropped through. Wanted to dunk it, hit it off the iron, and it ricocheted back in anyway. 48-38. Down central, Thelwell to the right arc and out front to Miles. Far side, Latham. Clears it back out to Thelwell, pitches it back to the right side to Ricks. Right corner, Thomas. He'll drive the angle into a double team, and he'll be called for steps. Turnover, Morehead State. And that will be number 11 on the Eagles, and that takes us to a media timeout. 16:37 to play in this ball game in Evansville. It's Morehead State 48, Southern Indiana 38. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State leads at Southern Indiana 48-38. A lot of time to go here in the second half, 16:37. Earlier today, the MSU women lost at USI 70-55. Tom, you and I were talking during the break. Preston Spradlin, Morehead State's coach, always talks about making that extra pass. Offensively, Morehead State looks like it's sped itself up just a bit and is not making that extra pass at this point.
Yeah, they're not making the extra pass, and any extra passes all seem to be around the perimeter. They're not getting any inside-out type action right now. And another issue that the Eagles need to watch, they want at one point had an 11-1 advantage in rebounding. Since then, have been out-rebounded 15-10.
Minix is back in for Morehead State. Campion, 24 on the shot timer, works the dribble to the right of the lane, kicks it out to the arc. Hernandez in the corner, Campion. Campion on Thomas, takes it down the baseline, got to the goal, but pitches it high left to Milkey down the far sideline. Hernandez, 11 to shoot. He'll circle out to his right, put up an 18-footer. No, Minix took a shove, but still got the rebound. Hiddle banged into him. Now Riley bounces it toward the left sideline. Thelwell helping him out, takes the ball, and comes across the midcourt stripe on Campion. Left arc, Latham. Latham turns right, comes top of the key. Right corner, Thomas. Catch and shoot, three, put it on the board.
He is feeling it. He is feeling it. 12 points now. That leaves him, what, just six shy of 1,000?
That's correct. 51-38, Morehead Campion on the drive. Scoops it up over Minix, high off the glass and down the drain it goes. Seven for Jack Campion. 51-40 Morehead State. Thelwell down central across the line, coming right to left at the near side. Latham for the ball, driving on Hernandez to the baseline. Jump feed right side, stolen by Campion. He's one on two the other way. Coast to coast, the runner left angle from seven. Offensive rebound, Milkey, put back, no. They fight for the rebound. Hiddle has it and scores it with the left hand.
Of their 40 points, 14 are second chance. Over a third of their points.
51-42 Morehead State. Thelwell hands it left sideline. Thomas and back out to Ricks at the logo. Ricks skips it high left to Minix, who took it from Hiddle. Riley plays it down, angles in, trying to get to the block, trying to back Hiddle in. 10 to shoot, got to the baseline, and Hiddle, with a little bit too much body, picks up his first personal foul, first and a half on USI.
Second personal for James Burris this half.
Baseline left, new 20 on the shot clock. Morehead State has Ricks inbounding. Mervis and Moore coming in for Smith and Campion for USI.
Mervis and Moore sounds like the name of a new sitcom.
Or a law firm.
That too.
Ricks inbounds, high left on the catch, Thelwell.
Aren't those the same thing?
Right hash, Latham. He'll drive the lane. Come right down central, three-footer, no, can't get his own rebound. Fights for it. Milkey touched it last, so Morehead State will reset the offense as they'll have a baseline left inbound. Jordan Lather, the inbounder. Latham, left arc, Thelwell turns right, top of the key. Right corner, Ricks. Eddie trying to get to the baseline on Milkey, gets to the block. Turns, fights up a shot, missed everything but the glass. Hiddle had the rebound. He took contact from Riley Minix as he was knocked down, and Riley's second personal foul. Morehead State's third. Morton checking into the MSU lineup for Drew Thelwell. Morehead State looking a little bit out of sync, but still leads by nine. 51-42, 14:33 left to go. Mervis across the line, left-hand dribble, high left on Morton. Wants Hiddle down low, and now we've got a foul on Morehead State again. And it will belong to Riley Minix, his third. Well away from the ball. And Miles will check in for MSU, and it will be Minix to come out. That's a break for USI.
It is. Don't imagine he's going to be off the floor long, even with three fouls. He's such a smart player. And such a good player, you don't want to have him on the bench very long.
21 to shoot, baseline left, Mervis inbounds, skips it out high left to Milkey. Milkey holds high, cross court Hiddle. Hiddle at the right arc, one bounce, hands behind him, Hernandez for it. Right block extended, back to Hiddle, banging in on Miles. Takes it inside the lane, hooks it up, missed it, but drew the foul. Boy, I tell you what, there's a whole lot of body there by Hiddle. A lot of body both ways, and Miles gets called for his third personal. And Morehead State with five team fouls already in the second half. Hiddle is line right, where he will get two. He is 23 of 27 at the line on the season, over 85%. 4 points in the game on two field goals. First free throw up, back of the rim.
Aren't many guys in the OVC. There are a few, but not many that when Miles is playing against them defensively, they can body up with him, but Hiddle is one of them.
6'10", 245 pounds. Lefty with the next one. Missed that as well. Ricks had the rebound, and he was being held by Moore on his right arm. So Moore with a foul. His second. Second of the half on USI. So Hiddle missed them both, surprisingly. Latham will bring it up with Thelwell on the bench. Jordan across the timeline checking the play call from Coach Preston Spradlin. Pulls it back. High left to Ricks, cross court, Latham. Jordan toward the corner, tries to get to the baseline, out front to Thomas. Thomas on the move, high right to Ricks. Ricks on the drive, the runner inside the lane, blocked back into his face, and he's knocked down and fouled. He'll get two free throws, and it's Moore with his third foul, the third on USI. That takes us to a media timeout. 13:53 left to go in this ball game at Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. Morehead State 51, Southern Indiana 42. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisps, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, Moorhead State leads at Southern Indiana 51-42, 13:53 left to play in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Going by the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, Moorhead State 47% from the field, USI 44%, MSU 9 of 15. From beyond the arc, USI 2 of 7. Both teams have made 8 free throws. The Eagles have tried 10, USI 11. Moorhead State will now get two more in the person of Eddie Ricks, line left. He was fouled in the act moments ago by Javis Moore.
Those numbers, the three-point shooting really stands out as a big difference. Both teams with 40 possessions, both with 36 field goal tries. Moorhead State with only one more make, but 9 three-points, three-pointers made to 2 for USI.
Eddie Ricks, the 60% free throw shooter, his first free throw of the day is good. Zach Iemi in for Deontay Miles for Moorhead State. The work at the post. Next free throw up and a miss by Ricks. Iemi pushed off the rebound. Milkey has it for USI. To Mervis. Mervis right of the emblem. Offensive end. Latham right there in his grill. Down the left arc. Mervis backs out, looks, skips it out front to Hernandez for it. Hernandez driving right angle into Morton to the block. Fades and fires with a one-hander from there. It'll roll and go.
Did a great job protecting the basketball against his hip until he had the position to go up with that shot.
52-44, Moorhead State. Latham clears the line right to left on Mervis. They're 2-3 zone matching right now. Latham high right. Cross-court Ricks near sideline. Thomas. Thomas bouncing it back to the hash. Out to the line, Morton, right hash Latham with 10 to shoot. He'll drive into the lane, back it up, near side, Thomas, 6 to shoot. Thomas curls out front, fades and fires a triple, front of the rim and a miss, and a rebound, USI. Mervis, here they come down the floor. Mervis races down the right wing, back to Moore straight away, near side, Mervis wants to go to the right baseline. Hiddle spins around Iemi, got to the goal, flipped it up, missed it, whistle foul, I think, before the shot. Iemi with his first foul as he was beaten off the dribble by Hiddle. And that's number 6 on MSU. Oh, they're going to call this a shooting foul, Tom.
Oh, boy.
Boy, that's the NBA continuation rule.
Yeah.
He was not even close to shooting when he was bumped by Iemi, but that's the way it goes, and hit a line right for 2. First one up and in.
I will say that was a ridiculously impressive drop step as he got around Iemi to even have a chance to shoot the ball.
Yeah, Zach got his feet all tangled up. Latham out for Moorhead State. Thelwell in. 7-point game. Hiddle with another free throw. Looks up. Left-hand push. Got it. 6-point game. 52-46 inbound. Ricks to Thelwell. He'll be checked all the way down the hardwood by Mervis as he comes across the timeline left of the logo. Thelwell to Ricks. High left down the sideline. Thomas. Back out front. Thelwell. Off the screen from Iemi. Working left to the lane. Bounce left block. Ricks. Ricks on Moore, turns to his right, takes it to the goal, tries to put up a shot, knocked away, whistle foul, two more free throws for Eddie Ricks. And again, it's Javis Moore with the foul, his fourth. And that'll be number four of the half on USI. 12:29 to go. Ricks, line left, will shoot two. Eddie in the ball game, 4 points, one of two at the stripe.
A couple of times in this game where I feel like Eddie has tried to force things a bit down low, but that time it was in the flow, and he did a good job of aggressively taking it to the hole. Didn't get the shot to go, but he's at the line.
Missed the first free throw, in and out. Smith in, Moore out for USI. Ricks will have a second free throw, hoping to salvage it. At least one of two here. Squatch down, shoots, and makes. He's got 5 points. Moorhead State leads 53-46 as Mervis calls the play, coming across the timeline down the middle on Thelwell. Moorhead man-to-man. And Hernandez trying to get off a screen set by Hiddle. And Hiddle, too hard of a screen, picks up his second personal foul. And the fifth on the Screaming Eagles of USI. Boy, he really hammered Jerome Morton. Thelwell the other way on Mervis toward the left sideline. Takes it down the near wing. Standing dribble there. Turns right now. Dump baseline left. Iemi. He lays it up. Missed it. Fighting for his own rebound. Reverses on the layup. Tipped in though by Ricks. Boy, Ricks was way above the rim for that tip.
Sure was.
7 points for Eddie. Mervis on the drive. Free throw line. Far side. Milky. Down the sideline. The Hernandez left block Hiddle on Iemi. Trying to pound his way in there. Takes it to his right, to his left. And they're going to call a foul on Iemi. I don't know why you call that one.
No.
You haven't called any of that kind of stuff all day long. And now, with the ball handler bodying into the defender, you finally decide to call that. Let him play if you're going to let him play.
Yep. That was reminiscent of Jacob Pawakovich from a year ago.
Second foul on Iemi is Moorhead State 7th, so into the bonus with 11:48 to go. USI 1-1 at the line. For Hiddle, missed the free throw, rebound Iemi, so there is some justice in the world. Hiddle now 2 of 5 at the line. Moorhead with a 9-point lead as Thelwell clears the timeline with a dribble, runs down the right sideline, fronted by Mervis, backs it up top, right sideline Thomas, out he goes to Thelwell. 12 to shoot. Right wing Thelwell. 10 to shoot. Out to the line, Thomas. Khalil plays it down. He'll drive in to the lane. The runner from 7. Swish! As he pushed off his defender and scored. 11 second half points for Khalil. 14 for the game. 57-46. Moorhead State back with a double-digit lead. 11:08 to go. And now a whistle is something away from the ball. And this is a foul on Jerome Morton. I didn't see it.
Going back to that basket by Khalil Thomas, Chuck, coming into this game, Khalil had taken 165 shots this season, 130 of those from outside the arc. So that mid-range game, not typically his go-to, but he looked so smooth on that one.
A foul on Morton, his second personal for Moorhead State, team 8. Powell in for Hiddle. Minix checks into the Moorhead State lineup for Iemi. Line right is Hernandez, 1+1 for USI, with his team down by 11. Hernandez at the free throw line is 7 of 8. Free throw on the way and good. He's got 16 points, just about his average, just a little above his average. As a matter of fact, second free throw, right hand push. Right down the middle it goes.
He's averaging 16 points a game here at home at Screaming Eagles Arena.
57-48, Moorhead State for the offensive end with the lead. Right wing, Thelwell. Had it knocked away but got it back. Down the right sideline, Thomas. Khalil to Minix as he drove in. Minix backs it out on the hop between the circles, Thelwell. To Minix, high left, sets his feet. The three. Heel of the iron, a miss and a rebound in the lane. Hernandez for USI.
Riley still has not scored in the second half.
19 in the first half. Hernandez on the move to the lane. Dump baseline left to Powell. Tipped by Minix. Riley is steal. Goes to the floor with it. Gets it ahead to Morton at the right sideline. He'll drive the angle. Coast to coast. Spin move to the lane. Knockdown whistle foul. Two free throws for the freshman from Winchester, Kentucky. Coming up as we go to the break. We'll see who the foul's on first. Looks like it's going to go on A.J. Smith, his second. And for USI, that should be number six. It is. And let's head to the timeout. 10:28 to play in the ball game here in Evansville. Morehead State 57, Southern Indiana 48. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
28 to go. Moorhead State holding a 9-point lead over Southern Indiana in Evansville, 57-48. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Jerome Morton about to go to the free throw line for MSU. Going behind the numbers, Moorhead State 45% from the field. Southern Indiana just a shade below 46. MSU 9 of 17 from 3-point land, 10 of 14 at the line. USI 2 of 7 3-point shooting, 12 of 16 at the line, rebounding 27-22 Moorhead State, turnovers 13-12 USI. Morton in this ball game, a field goal, 2 points. Jerome 73% from the free throw line. Again, he'll get two opportunities. Line left. Morton, first one up with the left hand, it curls out, no good. That thing spun all the way around the iron, then dropped off the lip of the rim. Morton, a bounce, a look, a shot, and a make.
Upset alert over in Macomb, Illinois, Western Illinois, the only undefeated team in OVC play. Trails Tennessee State 44-37 at 11 minutes to play.
Moorhead by 10 here with 10:18 to go. Hernandez right angle drive into Morton. Now backing up outside the arc. Cleared off to the corner and Milky one bounce back out front. Hernandez, Morton right in his face. Hernandez wants to go. Crossover dribble. Stepping left. Shooting a three. Bangs it off the rim. No. Rebound left to the lane. Mervis. Another offensive rebound for USI. Far side Milky. Cut off by Lathan. No shot. Now to Mervis. 13 on the shot clock. Mervis on the move to the top of the lane. Baseline to Smith. Tipped by Rickson out of bounds. Eddie right there hip for hip with Smith as he was running the cut down the baseline.
Only 7 seconds remaining on the shot clock.
Baseline left. Mervis plays it in. Looking, looking, looking. And Morton is knocked down as he got tangled up with Smith. And I think we've got a foul on Smith. We do. Third foul on A.J. Smith. That's number 7 on Southern Indiana. And now both teams in the bonus. And I'll tell you what, Coach Stan Girard of USI is really hot. He is really giving an earful to the lead official, James Hicks. And they're looking for a hook and hold right here against Smith.
I thought that was a fishing term.
I thought it was catch and release. And he kind of did that too.
I guess... That too, yeah.
Yeah, held him and then let him go. You're too young. We're throwing you back.
That's right. You're not big enough.
I'll tell you one thing I do like about Jerome Morton. He's very enthusiastic player, and Tom, he really works hard on defense.
He does, and you can tell, you know, the little bit of interaction that we've had with him, his desire to play well, he wants to. I mean, you can tell he kind of takes it personally. He seems like, you know, sort of a people pleaser type, and doesn't want to let anybody down. And I know he's been down on himself a bit because he's had such a tough time early on finding his shooting range from deep. But he's doing some of the other things, the intangibles, and like we just saw on the defensive end, playing hard, putting himself in a position to make something positive happen. And I think as long as he continues to do those things, Preston Spradlin's going to reward him with playing time.
And I think that's a really good point you made. He's showing a lot of maturity, not letting his offensive struggles impact his other efforts like defense and rebounding.
Yeah, good to see. And you know, that's Preston Spradlin recruiting. The character guys, be they freshmen out of high school, junior college transfers, NAIA transfers. You know, these guys seem to come in and have great heads on their shoulders. It's not just about the physical skills. It's the right mindset and approach to the game.
Talked about Khalil Thomas coming in with 982 career points during his college playing days, and with 14 points today, now he's at 996. And that includes stops here, of course, at Morehead State, 2 years, and then UMass Lowell before that. And he has really been a difference maker here in the second half for MSU, hitting three triples and one two-point goal. Only had 3 points at the half, but now 14 in the game.
Officials continuing their review. Take a quick check of the OVC men's basketball scoreboard while the officials are still checking the video monitor. We mentioned upset possibility. Western Illinois 5-0 in OVC play, the only team without anything but a goose egg in the loss column in conference play, and they now trail by 10 against Tennessee State, 47-37, 10 and a half minutes to play. Eastern Illinois is up 71-68 at Lindenwood with about 3 minutes to go and 10 and a half to play in Cape Girardeau. The homestanding SEMO Redhawks trail SIU Edwardsville 38-30.
Yeah, some good games today here in the OVC, and Morehead State, of course, will face Western Illinois next Saturday. That will be, of course, a women's men's doubleheader. Women's game at 1 p.m., men's contest at 3:30. Be there, because that could be for first place in the conference.
Really could be. We talked about the quick turnaround Morehead State faced today after the Thursday night game and having to turn around and come here on Saturday. Western Illinois faces the same situation next week. They play here Thursday night and then have to come to MSU Saturday.
Flagrant one, hook and hold on Smith. Morton at the line to the left with nobody around him. He'll shoot after being fouled and hits the first one. 4 points for him.
And the Eagles will get possession after the free throws.
Morehead by 11, 59-48, 9:50 to go. Second free throw up and a miss. So Morton makes one out of two. 4 points for Jerome on the day. And he'll be the inbounder at the far end of the floor as Morehead State has it to go the distance in full court pressure by USI with Smith, who just fouled Morton, waving his arms in Morton's face. Inbound to Lathan, being checked by Hernandez. Up to Thelwell it comes. He's still backcourt across the timeline on Mervis. And now Ricks was bumped by Powell. Oh, and they're going to call this on Ricks. Okay. Third on Eddie Ricks as he was trying to fight through to get open for a pass. Ricks, his third personal. Morehead State with team nine.
Campion checks back in for the Screaming Eagles. Mervis to the bench.
Campion, high right on Thelwell. Morehead man-to-man. Dancing out front, Campion comes right, driving to the goal, to the block. Pitches it straight away to Smith, driving on Ricks to the net. He goes, and he's knocked down by both Minix and Ricks. Take your pick, and Eddie Ricks just picked up his fourth.
And immediately Khalil Thomas makes his way to the scorer's table.
I would presume
to replace Ricks. Miles also up.
Two free throws line right for A.J. Smith. His shot blocked away, never got even close to the goal. Ricks puts it up, or rather Smith puts it up and a miss off the back of the rim. He's sitting right now at 7 points in the game, averages 13. Morehead State makes the lineup changes.
The Eagles replace the 6'4 Morton with the 7-foot Miles.
Smith with the next one, squats down, right-hand push, it's good. Smith with 8, Morehead State's lead at 10. 9:23 to go. Again, full court USI pressure. Inbound to Lathan. Lathan will bring it up on Hernandez down the middle. Lathan across the line, shoves off with the left forearm. Left hash pass, tipped. Thelwell got it. Campion nearly with a steal. Thelwell in the lane. Left block extended on Minix, picked up by Campion. He'll fight to the goal. Turn into a triple team. Fights up a shot. Bottom of the glass. No good. Whistle foul. Two free throws for the hard-working Riley Minix. And that foul is on Powell, his third.
What extended that possession, Chuck? The ball out here, out high left, probably would have gone out of bounds, but it deflected off of the official on this side. And much like in baseball, the referee's part of the floor. So if it touches him, play on.
18 foul on USI. Two free throws, Riley Minix, line left. First one up and in. Riley gets his 20th point of the day, but just his first of the second half. 9:01 to go. Morehead State by 11. Minix with another free throw. Looks up. Flips it with the right hand. Nothing but net. 21 points, Minix. MSU quickly drops back inside the half-court line to defend. Milkey down the right arc, leaves it there for Smith. Smith driving baseline on Thomas. Tries to pound his way in there to his left. Puts up the one-hander, rolls off, no good. They fight for the rebound. Out of bounds it goes at the goal standard. Morehead State basketball. Thomas nearly reached for it, but then pulled his hands back because he knew that it would be MSU's ball and possession. Minix against full court pressure, inbounding over Smith to Thomas. Checked by Milkey, back to Minix. Riley will have to bring it up on Smith. All the other Eagles clear out and come down the floor. Minix inside the timeline, picks it up, bounce toward the left hash, Thelwell. They drop off him, Thelwell. Wide left on Campion, turns right. Moves in, dump inside, and there's Miles for the stuff try, blocked from behind, whistle foul, he'll get two free throws, and that's Powell's fourth.
The block was clean up top, but there was a lot of body contact as he came from behind.
That is team foul number 9 on USI. And Deontay Miles with two free throws line left with 8:29 to go. This has been and has turned into an even more physical battle here in the second half. Miles looks up. First one on the way. Good. Deontay Miles, 5 points, 3 of 3 at the line, as he was against UT Martin the other night. Now Hiddle in, Powell out for USI. Miles also with 5 rebounds today. Big guy puts up the next one, missed it. Rebound left block, Smith for USI. Morehead State 62, Southern Indiana 49. USI with a basketball. Campion just inside the timeline on Thelwell. Runs the right arc, leaves it for Smith. He'll come out and leave it for Hernandez. Right wing, Campion. He'll turn left, come free throw line. Look to his left, to his right, back behind him. Hernandez for the ball, knocked down by Lathan. That's an easy foul call against Jordan Lathan. His second. And into the double bonus is USI. So it will be an automatic 2 line right for Jeremiah Hernandez with the first one up. Off the iron, off the glass, off the rim and in.
10 of 11 from the stripe.
18 points for Hernandez. And make it 19 as he bags the second free throw. 62-51, 8:08 to go. Minix inbounding against full court pressure. Flips it all the way to midcourt, leaping, catching Lathan. Jordan on the drive to the lane. Baseline left for the layup, got it. Jordan Lathan's first two of the second half gives him 9 for the game and gives Morehead State the 13-point lead here with 7:56 to play. Campion inside the line on Thelwell. Runs the right side. Gives it to Smith coming out to Hernandez between the circles. Right wing Campion. Now what? A whistle and something away from the play and a foul on Lathan, his third. Well away from the ball. And we have a timeout on the hardwood. 7:47 to go in Evansville. Moorhead State leads Southern Indiana 64-51. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hint Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hint Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA boneless beef eye of round roast, especially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Extra large red or green seedless grapes are just $1.79 a pound. And Betty Crocker helpers are two boxes for only $3. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Well, Moorhead State by 13, 64-51 in Evansville against Southern Indiana with 7:47 to go. Tom, this second half has been a physical slog.
Really has, Chuck. I mean, there was a lot of physical play in the first half, too, but they have absolutely been going at it hard, not just down low, but the entire court. And for the most part, they've let them play, but they've tightened up just a bit of late, probably try to avoid anything extracurricular.
Yeah, the officials are blowing their whistles a lot here in the second half as Thomas, Miles, Minix, Thelwell, and Lathan come out on the hardwood for MSU. Campion, Hiddle, Milky, and can't see on the other side of the lane, but Hernandez is at the line to shoot, too, with his team in the double bonus.
Somewhat remarkably, the only player with four fouls on the MSU side of the ledger is Eddie Ricks.
Smith is the other USI player as Hernandez hits the first free throw.
Four fouls each for Moore and Powell for the Screaming Eagles.
Hernandez with the next one right down the tube. 64-53. Again, USI full court pressure. Thomas deep near corner, backcourt, comes up on Smith with a right-hand dribble. Switch to the left, crosses over back the other way. Wants Thelwell, instead got it to Minix right at the line. To the left hash to Thelwell, got away from Campion, who reached in and tried to steal it. Thelwell high right, back up top Miles, left to right Thomas straight away. Near wing Lathan, left angle drive, got inside the lane. Euro step to the goal with a scoop and a miss and a rebound. Milky inside the lane for USI to Campion. Left to right come the Screaming Eagles of Southern Indiana. Hernandez curls to the lane, to the block, to the baseline. As he gets a pass off to Hiddle, he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two more. Jordan Lathan with number four.
About to say, interesting to see if they call this in the act of shooting, but it doesn't matter with the double bonus.
No, I don't think he was in the act of shooting.
No,
Morton has to come in. And he'll be coming in for Lathan with 7:14 to go. Hernandez free throw, side of the rim on a miss. A rare miss. Just a second miss of the ball game. Replacing two, Lathan. He's 13 of 15 now at the line. He owns 21 points. Second free throw is good, though.
And with that made free throw, Hernandez now ties the SIU program record for most made free throws in a game.
10-point Moorhead lead with 7:10 to go. Minix across the line. Right hash Morton, who just came in for Lathan, and out to the timeline. Thelwell, they'll run the weave to Thomas out front. Near wing back to Thelwell. Thelwell bounce left block extended. Minix on Milky. Minnick's trying to pound his way in there, fights to the goal, hooks it up. It'll spin out, no good, but he gets two free throws because he was fouled by Milkey. And now Morehead State into the double bonus on the 10th foul by USI. Milkey's second personal. This has been a second half foul fest.
Yes, it has.
Free throw by Minix, the first of two, is in.
Hard to believe that's just his fourth made point, or third made point, rather, of the second half.
He's got 22 markers for the game, lines up the second free throw and hits it. 23 points, Minix, Morehead State up 66-54. 6:50 left to play. Campion runs to the left hash, picks up his dribble far side, bounce left block extended to Hiddle. Bangs in on Miles. Fights to the goal, puts it up, it'll roll off the front of the rim and in. A lot of contact. Really pounding away to get that shot off. 10-point Morehead lead as Thelwell comes to the left hash on Campion and pushes off. Some of the fans wanted to push off on an offensive foul, but you can't call that in this game. Thelwell out front, works the dribble now on Milkey, who switches off out of that 2-3 matchup. 12 on the shot clock. Thelwell on the move. Far corner Morton. Morton spins around a man. Smith got to the lane. Takes it to the near side of the lane. Four to shoot. Three ball near side. Minix got it. 26 for Minix. Morehead State leads by 13. Baseline drive Hernandez. High right to Milkey. No shot there. Dribbles top of the key. Far side at the hash. Smith outside the left block. Hiddle. He's double teamed there and they're going to call a foul. It's either Miles or Minix.
Personal foul.
And it's the fourth on Minix.
All right, Minix. His fourth personal foul. Two free throws.
And they're going to send Hiddle back to the free throw line to the right. For two shots is Eddie Ricks. Comes off the Morehead State bench. He'll be checking in just a moment. Hiddle, free throw up and a miss off the back of the iron. Here comes Minix out. Hiddle will have another free throw. 69-56, Morehead State leads with 5:50 left to go. Hiddle the next one on the way. It'll roll around and drop through good. 9 points for Hiddle. Thelwell, after the inbound, coming across right to left to the offensive end. Turns right out front. Thelwell being hand-checked by Campion, works out the Miles screen, backs it up to the logo, starts forward, moves in near side, Ricks, catch and shoot three, off the iron, no, rebound, Campion, with his team down by 12 and 5.5 to play. Campion, driving on Thelwell, skips it back out, right wing, Milkey, up top, Smith, far side, Hernandez, plays it down low, Hiddle with a layup, he got around Miles, who overplayed on the pass and scored. Now the lead at 10 for Morehead State. Thelwell the other way. Drew drives the left wing. Turns to his right. Comes free throw line. Far side feed. Stolen by Smith. Two on one. Smith all the way. Runs over the top of Thelwell and gets called for a charge. And rightfully so. He took that left forearm and just shoved Drew to the hardwood. Fourth foul on A.J. Smith. That's a very good call.
Yeah, it was. Drew didn't have the best position, but it was so blatantly obvious that the offensive player initiated that contact. That couldn't be let go.
Morton out, Lathan in for Morehead State. Jordan heads back out there with four fouls. Thomas will put the ball in play. USI, again, the full court pressure with 4:58 to go, down by 10. Inbound to Lathan. Jordan across to Drew Thelwell. Thelwell down the middle with a left-hand dribble. Left hash coming up the sideline, Thomas. Thomas skips it to Ricks between the circles. Wide left, Miles on Hiddle. Down the wing away as he whips it off to Thelwell. Thelwell on Smith. 13 on the shot timer. Driving baseline left to the goal. Lays it up and in. Kennedy's foul. And I think Smith got it. Drew Thelwell with 6 points. And it was Smith with the foul. And that's it for A.J. Smith. And that's his fifth personal. He's done.
Thelwell has been very quiet for the most part today. Just his sixth point, as you said. Only three assists, but he has three steals. And he drew that offensive foul to set up that possession to allow for this and-one opportunity. Drew is amazing such a solid defender, drew that charge that we saw. He's only had 14 personal fouls whistled against him all season long.
That's an amazing number, Tom. You and I discussed that here last week, how few fouls have been called against Drew Fellwell because he's such a smart defender.
And obviously an assist guy. Speaking of assists, USI, 19 made field goals today, only 3 assists.
Fellwell completes the three-point play with the free throw, and it's 72-59 MSU with 4.5 to play. Campion runs to the left wing, offensive end, far side. Campion dribbling there on Fellwell, angles in. Kick out high right, Milky. Back behind him, Hernandez. Out front on Morton. Far side, Milky. Milky on Thomas, left block, Hiddle. Looks like they want to double on him. He'll bang in on Miles. Take it to his left, use his shoulder, and he's called for an offensive foul as he puts up a shot.
It is about time.
Third foul on Hiddle, yeah. He lowered that right shoulder and drilled Miles in the solar plexus. Morton out. Morehead State now has Ricks, Thomas, Lathan, Fellwell, and Miles on the floor against full court pressure as Lathan comes up the hardwood on Hernandez. Hernandez fronts him as he comes across the timeline. Lathan looks for Fellwell at the left wing and gives him the ball. Drew turns right, comes up top, near side Ricks. Eddie driving the baseline, throws it back out, high right, Lathan, catch and shoot, three, bangs it off the rim, no. Long rebound, Ricks top of the key to Fellwell, near corner, three ball put up and missed by Thomas. In and out, USI the rebound, Moore. Moore to Hernandez. Down the far sideline, offensive end, turns right, comes out front. Works on Ricks, backs it up, near side Campion. Campion on Fellwell. 3:34 to go. Straight away, Milky. Open. Line drive three. It's in. Milky with 8. It's a 10-point ball game and a timeout called. And they'll make this a full timeout. 3:30 left to go in the ball game in Evansville. Morehead State leads Southern Indiana 72-62. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morehead State leads at Southern Indiana with 3:30 left to go. This has been a rock'em sock'em physical ball game with a lot of fouls. 22 called on each team thus far. Both teams in the double bonus. At this point, second half was physical, Tom, first half was physical, but the second half has been even more physical.
It has. I think at this point it's just hold them off and get out of here.
Thomas will inbound to go 94 feet right to left with Moore in his face. Full court USI pressure. Inbound to Riley Minix. Minix is out there with 4 fouls. Fellwell has it now from Minix. Back to Riley at midcourt. Across the time stripe he comes. Guarded by Milky. And now Milky and Campion guarding Minix. And Looked like Campion reached in and picked up a foul. He did. Campion whistled for just his second, but that means Riley Minix with the Eagles and the double bonus will shoot two. Now, they're going to call this. They're going to send Thelwell to the line. That's because Minix had the basketball. Are they saying he was held?
Maybe.
And first free throw by Drew Thelwell off the rim, off the glass, and good. Thelwell with 7 points with a second free throw to come. Looks like the Eagles have sent Miles back in. They got Ricks, Thomas, Morton, and Thelwell in there, and Thelwell cans the second free throw.
And the foul was on Campion, and I thought he was guarding Minix at the time of the whistle.
Interesting. Left wing Hernandez. He'll drive the lane to the right block. Kick to the right corner, knocked away out of bounds by Thomas. Pass intended for Milkey, who is setting up for a three-point try, likely. That's his forte. That's what he likes to do. Toward the corner, baseline right, Campion, 22 on shot timer, will inbound for USI. Campion looks, wants Hernandez, throws it instead out to the right hash to Hiddle, catches over his shoulder, right to left, Campion out for the basketball, wide right on Ricks. Near side, Hernandez on the drive to the left block, spins to his right, five-footer, bangs it off the rim, no rebound, slap, Moore has it, back to the right corner, Hernandez steps to his left, shoots the three, in and out, no. This rebound, Moore hits Dates, Deontay Miles off the hardwood. To Thelwell with 2:47 to go, MSU by 12. They double on Thelwell. He'll skip it to the left hash to Ricks. Back out, left of the logo, and Thelwell on Campion. Thelwell on the move, left of the lane. 15 to shoot. Whips it back out to Ricks. Far side, Thomas. Right corner, Morton. 10 to shoot to Thomas. Right angle drive. Euro step to the goal. Shot miss off the glass. Whistle foul, USI. And it's on Javis Moore, and he is done. He is the second Southern Indiana player to foul out, joining A.J. Smith, his fifth personal. He'll leave with 2 points on the day and 2:27 showing on the game clock, as he'll be replaced by Ryan Hall, 6'5 sophomore from Kettering, Ohio, a transfer from Iowa Lakes Community College, averaging 4.5 points a game. But this is the first time we've seen him in this ballgame. Miles will be at the line to our left. Miles, two shots. First one up and in. Deontay, 4 of 5 today at the line, owns 6 points.
Wow.
And his team is up by 13 with 2:27 to go. Preston Spradlin talking with one of the officials about the physical play. Second free throw, nothing but net again, Deontay Miles.
Who would have thought Miles' free throw percentage in a game would be higher than the team's?
76-62, Campion, baseline left drive. Kick out far side, Milkey with a catch and shoot three, missed it. Miles high in the air, the rebound, took it away from Hiddle and got the ball to Thelwell. 2:12 to go, Thelwell across the timeline, left of the logo on Campion. Thelwell toward the left hash, double team, cross court, right corner, Thomas back out to Ricks, high right, and out to the timeline, and Thelwell. Thelwell left of the emblem, double team to trap, near sideline, Ricks fakes, drives the angle, takes it to goal, lays it up, it'll roll and go down the drain, good Kennedy's foul! And that foul goes against Jack Milkey, his third. Ricks got really high in the air to lay that ball in.
Did a tremendous job drawing his initial defender. Had to protect against the three-point try. And then got the penetration. Beautiful body control to finish.
Missed the free throw, though. Campion on the drive on Thelwell. Kick out near side. Milkey, he'll bring it back out. Far side, Hernandez. Euro step to the right block. Shot blocked by Miles, but a foul on Deontay, his fourth. And it comes with 1:41 to go. Moorhead State up 78-62 as Lathan and Minix about to check in for the blue and gold. And Hernandez back to the free throw line where he has been often today, 14 of 16 from the charity stripe. He has 22 points. First free throw of two is good.
Now the school record for most made free throws in a game belongs solely to Jeremiah Hernandez.
Morton and Miles out as the Eagles make the lineup changes. Hernandez with another free throw, puts it through. 1:41 to go, Moorhead by 14. Inbound, Thomas to Thelwell. He'll come all the way up from about 90 feet on Jack Campion. Across the line, Thelwell in on Campion and backs it up. 19 to shoot. Thelwell works out of a trap outside the right hash, gets it to Lathan, 14 on the shot clock. They run the trap on him. High right, Ricks out for it to Thelwell, near side, Thomas, catch and shoot three, bangs it off the glass off the rim, rebound tracked down by Thelwell off the hardwood near the top of the key. Thelwell works around Ryan Hall and then backs it up to the line, 11 to shoot, 105 to play. Thelwell angles in, got to the goal, left-hand scoop, off the glass, off the rim, miss, whistle foul. He'll get two free throws, and that foul to Ryan Hall. His first personal, he just came in the game.
Two more free throws.
I think anybody who's been in this game for longer than 5 minutes has at least two or three fouls.
Yeah, you said earlier Minnick's playing with four fouls. My response was almost, who isn't?
Thelwell line left for two with his team in the twin bonus. First free throw scoops out, no. Thelwell at the line has made 4 of 6. He has 9 points, trying to get into double figures for the first time in a long time. Free throw up and nothing but net. He does it. MSU up by 15 with under a minute to go. Here's Hernandez to the goal, scoops it up. It'll rim off and go down the drain. Good. Minnick's just fouled out. That's what that whistle was. So a possible 3-point play for Hernandez. Only 54 seconds to go, and Morehead State leads by 13. And I think we got a timeout call.
Nope, we fouled out. The Eagles have a minute to decide who will replace Minnick.
Well, that decision has been made. Jerome Morton will check in. 54.2 seconds to go. Minnick ends his day with 26 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals.
And with a win today, it is now official. Morehead State will move into a half-game lead in the OVC standings as Western Illinois has fallen to Tennessee State 58-57.
Hernandez with the free throw, it's good. 12-point game, MSU leads, 54 seconds to go. Long inbound up the near sideline to Ricks, who backs it up to Thomas, but just as Ricks threw the pass back to Thomas, he was fouled by Milkey, and Jack Milkey with his fourth personal. Eddie Ricks has been to the free throw line a few times tonight. Ricks with 9 points. At the line, just 2 of 5. Freshman with the first of 2, up and good. Ricks in the double figures.
60% free throw shooter on the year.
Next one up and in. MSU 81, Southern Indiana 67, 50 seconds to play. Campion driving coast to coast to the lane. Flips it up on the runner, missed it. Rebound left of the lane, Thomas and Morehead State. Chased by Milkey, gets away from him to the offensive end, to the left hash. Spins around Hernandez and out to the line. He fires it off to Drew Thelwell with 33 seconds showing. About half that on the shot clock. Thelwell calling the play. Morehead State about to come away with a road victory. Thelwell on Campion. Driving high left. Wide right. Thomas for three. Bangs it off the rim, off the glass. Hernandez the board. 16 seconds to go. Jeremiah Hernandez high right. Steps left into a three ball and cans it. He celebrated. You're down by 11 with 10 seconds to go. What are you celebrating? Thelwell dribbles it up. USI will surrender. Thelwell runs to the right hash and down the sideline. A second to go in the ball game, and it's over. And Morehead State indeed does pick up a win away from Johnson Arena. Your final score from Evansville and Screaming Eagles Arena, Morehead State 81, Southern Indiana 70. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis coming back to start our post-game report in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana, where Morehead State has just picked up an 81-70 win over Southern Indiana. MSU now 15-5 overall and 6-1 in the OVC, and that means they're in first place because they started the day a half game behind Western Illinois for the top spot in the Ohio Valley Conference. But Western Illinois lost today at home to Tennessee State on a last-second layup, 58-57. So Morehead State with a half-game lead and now in first place in the OVC. With the defeat, Southern Indiana has lost four in a row. The Screaming Eagles are 5-15 for all games, but they sure put up a fight today. They're 2-4 in conference action. Tom, good win for Morehead State. They had the battle for it.
Sure did. I mean, almost literally, it was very, very physical out there to the point that started to be a little concerned it might get beyond chippy, but Eagles kept their composure, came out of the gate really strong, and it looked like they might just cruise to victory, but give USI a lot of credit. They hung tough. Morehead State had an 11-1 advantage in rebounding at one point, end up only plus four for the game. But, you know, USI did a lot of things really well. Points in the paint, outscored the Eagles 32-20. So, you know, USI, even though it was a double-digit loss for them, they put up a fight, like you said, and a very physical game. Give Morehead State a lot of credit for hanging tough. Morehead State not necessarily known as the most physical of teams, but Riley Minix and Deontay Miles and even Eddie Ricks really went to war down low and got it done.
They really had to, because it was the game plan that appeared in the second half. Yep. For USI to grind and bump and bang with Morehead State and see if they could maybe, I don't want to say intimidate them, but maybe draw some fouls would be a better way to put it, because they know that Jeremiah Hernandez likes to go to the goal, and he's an outstanding free throw shooter, and he did well today. 30 points, of which, looking at the final stats, 17 came from the line and 19 free throw tries.
And that's a new USI record for made free throws in a game. The previous record only 14. So he more than set a new one. He basically blew it out of the water. But, you know, really beyond him, you know, Hiddle with 11, but as physical as Hiddle was, especially in the second half, still only 11 points. Morehead State defensively, despite how rough and tumble he was, much like Polakovich here last year, down low, just kind of a bull, but, you know, they kept him in check pretty well. Only five field goal tries on the day, 11 points, but Deontay Miles played right with him for the most part, 7 points, and then, you know, Riley Minix, another huge day, and some of that came in the paint as well, 26 points. He shot it from outside really well, too, 3 of 6. But, you know, the Eagles, despite being maybe out-muscled at times, were physical enough to make the difference.
We're very close to the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State a winner today at Southern Indiana, 81-70. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. We'll go by the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, in just a moment as we continue the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Welcome back to Evansville. Moorhead State wins at Southern Indiana, 81-70. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Attendance this afternoon at Screaming Eagles Arena, 2,512. Saw this Moorhead State victory with the win. MSU now 15-5 in first place in the OVC at 6-1. USI 5-15, 2-5 in conference. Let's look at the worksheet. First of all, for Southern Indiana, a game-high 30 points coming from Jeremiah Hernandez, who did most of his damage at the free throw line, had 19 shots, made 17 of those. Also in double figures for the Screaming Eagles was Nick Hittle. He had 11. From there, you drop down to Jack Milkey with 8, A.J. Smith with 8, 7 points for Jack Campion, 4 for Keyron Powell, 2 for Javis Moore. Southern Indiana, 22 of 48 from the field, 45.8% from three-point land, 4 of 12 at the line, led by Hernandez, 22 of 29. That's nearly 76%. Moorhead State won the rebounding battle, 34 to 30. Southern Indiana with 13 offensive boards. Their top rebounder was A.J. Smith with 6. USI passing out 4 assists, had 16 turnovers, 8 steals in the game, no blocks. Moorhead State got 3 players in double figures, make that 4 players in double figures for the evening, and, well, afternoon and evening, if you want to call it that. Riley Minix led the way with 26. Most of those points coming in the first half. Minix had 19 at the break. 14 points for Khalil Thomas, 11 points for Eddie Ricks, 10 points Drew Thelwell, first time that he's been in double figures in 10 games. Jordan Lathan, only 9 points today, first time he's not been in double figures in 13 contests. 7 points coming from Deontay Miles, 4 points for Jerome Morton. Zach Iemi played 4.5 minutes but didn't score. Moorhead State, 23 of 52 from the field, over 44%, 10 of 23 outside the arc, 43.5% at the line, 34 tries, 25 makes, 73.5%. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 34-30. Morehead State with 18 offensive rebounds. The top rebounders for MSU, Minix and Miles, each with 6. Morehead State, 8 assists in the ball game, 3 of those by Thelwell, 14 turnovers, 8 steals, 3 by Thelwell, and 2 blocks in the game, both by Deontay Miles. Looking at some of the miscellaneous stats, points in the paint to USI 32-20. Second chance points even at 14 all. Morehead State led in bench scoring 15-6. MSU led by 14 at halftime, 42-28. Outscored in the second half, 42-39, but wins it by a final score of 81-70. MSU, as we talked about, now in first place in the OVC at 6-1, 15-5 overall. USI with the loss. The Screaming Eagles have dropped 4 in a row. They're now 5-15, 2-4 in Ohio Valley Conference action. We're stepping aside and coming back with more from Evansville here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
In Evansville, Morehead State wins over Southern Indiana, 81-70. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, this was a physical battle. I thought the second half even more physical than the second half. You were able to bump and grind your way to a victory here today.
Yeah, you know, credit USI. I mean, they're a tough out. I mean, do not look at their record. You know, they coming into tonight, they had two or three very close games that they very easily could have came out on the other side. And I got to give credit. I told them after the game, I said it on the radio 2 days ago, Stan Gerard's the best coach in this league. I really, truly believe that. And he's a good friend of mine. I got so much respect for him. But I knew we were going to be in for a real dogfight here today because he's going to have those guys prepared. And credit him and his team. They really responded. They played a great game, and I knew they were going to give us their best shot. I didn't feel like we played well, to be quite honest with you. We didn't answer that call of physicality. We didn't play together and as a unit like we did on Thursday. We looked more like the team that lost at SIUE on Saturday last week. So we were fortunate to come out with a win here today.
It appeared at times, you know, just offensively, just we talked about it at halftime, making the extra pass is what you like to see, and it didn't see as much of that as perhaps I have seen in the past.
I don't think we did any of it, Chuck. I don't think we did any of it. I mean, we got 8 assists. We got 8 assists on 23 made field goals and 14 turnovers. We had guys just trying to do too much. They weren't trusting. They weren't moving the basketball. We looked like a collection of players, and we did not look like a team tonight. It's extremely frustrating coming off the heels of what we did on Thursday night. But that's something we got to figure out with this team because we did not do those things that you just mentioned.
USI plays that 2-3 zone, matching out of it sometimes. They did some pressing today. How much of that played into it?
None, to be honest with you. We scored almost every possession of zone that they played. They did a little bit of pressing. We didn't have any press turnovers. We just we didn't sprint to our spots. We didn't screen the way we were supposed to. We just we didn't share the ball. We got stagnant. We didn't move it. Again, I don't want to take anything away from USI because they had a lot to do with that. But we didn't do a good job of executing the game plan that our staff put together here today, and that's what's frustrating.
3-point shooting and free throw shooting big for you today.
Yeah, they were. They were. That's a bright spot. You know, you go 10 of 23 from three. That's great. But again, here's the frustrating part, right? You only got 8 assists. So that tells you got at least two threes that you made off the bounce. And we don't even take those. It's not a part of what our identity and what we do. But you look at that number, you got 18 offensive rebounds, you know, pleased with that, you know, getting to the line, you know, not as much as we should have, didn't convert as much as we should have, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, we didn't play very well.
I want to give credit where credit is due to Deontay Miles. Going into the last game against UT Martin, he was 48% for the season from the free throw line.
Yeah.
He hit 3 of 3 in that game, and today he comes out and he goes 5 of 6. And when he's hitting free throws, I mean, that's a big addition to your offense because obviously they've seen his struggles before.
Yeah.
And they're going to foul him when he gets near the goal.
Well, you have to because, you know, and credit, you know, guys like Drew Thelwell and for finding him and you know, in the ball screens. I thought Drew played a great game. You know, Drew led our team and tried to get those guys, and some of that, maybe that's why some of our assist numbers are down because we had guys get fouled. But you're right. We need Deontay to make those, right, because we need him to be a guy that puts a lot of pressure on the defense, rolling hard. And when he's not finishing, you know, and get fouled, we need him to convert, for our offensive efficiency. So that was you're right. That's a bright spot. That was something that was really good for us.
We talked about Khalil Thomas in the pregame show. He got on track today, 14 points, of which 11 came in the second half.
Yep, and you know what? He didn't settle. You know, he drove it. He got a big-time layup. He probably should have had another. They ended up being a travel instead of a foul. But, he did some really good things here today. And honestly, you know, matchup-wise, probably should have put Khalil on Hernandez a little bit more because we didn't do a good job with our matchups on him. But, yeah, getting Khalil going is really important. He just draws so much attention. He draws so much attention because of his ability to shoot and his deep range. He spaces the court. So it's an important element for our team when Khalil's making shots and playing efficiently.
Well, you move into first place in the OVC. Western Illinois upset today by Tennessee State on a last-second layup. So now you're a half game in front of WIU as you look ahead to taking on the Leathernecks next Saturday.
That's going to be a fun matchup. You know, I've watched them just a little bit against some of our common opponents, and they're tough. You know, they're a tough out. They're a really physical team. The things that they're great at, they rebound the ball, and they're tough. You know, so we got to – if we don't play like a unit, then we're going to be in trouble. But so we got a week here to, you know, hopefully rest up and, again, get back to playing connected, and that's going to be a big part, whether it's Western Illinois or whoever we play. We got to be better with that, but you know, excited to be back in first place. Let's see if we can hold on to it.
Last point, you played a physical game today. You mentioned Western Illinois being very physical. Can a game like this help you going into the next one?
Well, it better. You better grow up in a hurry. You know, you better put your big boy undies on to come because that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to ground and pound and a physical bunch. You know, and. If we're not ready to answer the call, then we're going to be in trouble.
All right, Preston, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, sir.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin, his team wins today at Southern Indiana 81-70. Coming back with the final segment of our postgame show after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. GoTo Solutions in Line-X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Again, Moorhead State wins it, 81-70 at Southern Indiana. Earlier tonight, the MSU women, actually this afternoon, lost here at USI 70-55. So Moorhead State gets a basketball sweep today here at Screaming Eagles Arena. Time to name our MSU star of the game for the men's game. Riley Minix in 29 minutes and 8 seconds. A team-high 26 points, also led, along with Deontay Miles and rebounding. Six of those, had one assist, two steals. And Riley Minix, the 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, is our MSU star of the game. As we talked about, Moorhead State moved into first place all alone in the OVC today, thanks to an upset by Tennessee State at Western Illinois. The Tigers winning that game on a last-second layup, 58-57, so MSU a half game in front now of WIU. Those two teams facing off next Saturday, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Other scores from around the OVC: Southeast Missouri at home holds off SIU Edwardsville 52-47. Eastern Illinois on the road wins at Lindenwood 78-68. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State basketball a week from today, both the MSU women and men with Thursday off, a rare Thursday off, as they prepare to take on Western Illinois in a doubleheader next Saturday at Johnson Arena. The women's game will start at 1 p.m. Tom Lewis starting the pregame show at 12:45. The men's game at 3:30, and I'll be there around 3:15 to start that pregame show. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Tom Lewis. I'm Chuck Meraz. Again, the final score from Evansville, Moorhead State 81, Southern Indiana 70. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Line-X of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.